radio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Okay, you wanted the best, you got the best. I start you in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That's all around the world, believe it or not. It's very cool. If you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play Real Radio 104.1, and it'll do it for you. You also can say, Alexa, play the Monsters in the Morning podcast on iHeartRadio, and it'll do that, too. That's another way to hear the show. You also can watch us live on our YouTube channel today. We're live right now. We'll be live all day. We're live right now, and your chance to win tickets for two to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, well, that is happening on YouTube, and also around 7 o'clock when we do trivia, and also at 9 o'clock on our website at monsters.fm. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program, and with everyone this morning, we are going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the producer, the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Hey.
Give it up. There you go. To my right is Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And Savannah's here, the Gator Entertainer.
I am so happy to be here this
you
morning.
You are. You've been in a good mood since you got here.
I woke up with the fire of the Lord this morning.
Why are you so happy this morning?
I listened to gospel music all the way here this morning. I was singing in my Jeep. Uh-huh. And I just feel like... You know what? Praise the Lord.
Carlos, she came in, and you know, I was in my, I'm getting ready mode. I'm I may be here, like down here a little bit, and she comes in, and she's up here.
Yeah,
like her vibrations are vibrating here, and I'm vibrating down here, and she, you brought me up though.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, that's good.
You're
happy.
Sing more, and I forget.
I didn't say it was a singing that did it.
No. In the car, I forget how happy I get when I sing. And then I don't do it for a while, and I really get depressed. And this morning was all the way to work.
You're singing.
Sister Act 2. Oh, happy day.
Sister Act 2.
I am so happy.
That's the gospel you were talking about.
That's the first one that came up.
One of the greatest gospel albums ever is Sister Act 2.
It is, really.
The good Lord loves Whoopi Goldberg.
And
it's true.
I listened to some Mary Mary.
You're in a good mood. That's good.
I was just singing, and I just feel like the happiest girl ever.
Good. That's good. Well, let me remind people how they can get hold of us. By the way, I love live radio. The reason I love live radio is interactive. And the way we can interact with you, many different ways nowadays, man. You can call us, and you can call us in a little bit. That's fine. 407-916-1041. Texting us. And people are already texting us at 77031. At 77031. And we'll text you back during the break and all that kind of good stuff. Also, we're live on our YouTube channel. And this is what's really cool is during the breaks, it's usually Carlos and Savannah and whoever. If Brian Holmes comes in a little bit later, they'll be talking to you during the breaks. I'm usually busy trying to figure out what we're going to talk about in the next segment. But they'll be able to talk to you, hang out with you, and we're going to pick somebody again today from the YouTube channel to be able to win tickets for two to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios Florida. These are hot tickets. I'm having people that I've known for a long time ask me for tickets, and I'm having to say I can't take them from the fans. Now if you want to join us that day and pay to come out, or you got season passes to Universal, you're welcome to party with us. But as far as giving the free tickets, it's for people that win them on the show, and that's the way it's got to be. And some
you
people
can't just have them.
Some people don't understand that, they're like, "Well, Russ, just hook me up." I'm like, I can't.
Nobody ever asked me to hook them up.
Nobody asked me,
and I'm so happy for that.
Me too,
because that means I've been doing a great job not hooking people up for so long they don't even think to ask me.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. That's why I know it's a big deal, because people normally don't ask me.
Right.
But this is like they really want to go to the Monster Fan Appreciation.
Everybody wants to go to this. I've heard people talking about it everywhere I go.
Yeah, it's August the 4th. It's at Universal Studios, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And your chances of winning, if you just go to monsters.fm. and click through and go to our YouTube channel, or if you just go right to YouTube, it's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, and we'll be live on that all day today. So I woke up this morning and
got myself a beer.
No, I did not.
You like that?
Nice.
I remembered yesterday I saw Mars, from my front yard, and I'm wondering if it's gonna be good enough to see. And look, Carlos, I don't know if you can see it, but this is this morning from my front yard.
That's a terrible picture.
It is not. You can see it's a video, and I put it on the website at monsters.fm. Look,
that's the moon, and that's Mars.
That's Mars. Yeah, look
at
Mars. That's Mars.
That's
pretty cool.
I could do that in an app.
No, that is Mars.
That's an awful picture.
It is not. It's a video, A, and I put it on the website.
Wait, what happened to all the great positive vibrations? It turns out on one picture?
No, when it's me, it's okay.
He already showed me this picture this morning, and I was like, it just looks like a bunch of orbs. Does it look like Mars?
It's not. You can tell it's in my front yard, and you can see Mars clearly. And I put it on
the
website.
What's throwing it off is the lights from the Jimmy Buffett bar. we're getting that light.
Light pollution.
That light pollution in the photograph, and it doesn't stand out as much.
There's a lot of people that don't wake up as early as we do, and so they didn't get to see Mars.
Yeah, they're called normal.
Normal people, and we're very abnormal, so I thought if I put it up and let people see it on our website, it'd give them reason to go and check out our YouTube, because it's on the YouTube channel as well.
It's so beautiful, Russ. It's just a beautiful photo. It's a great portrait.
A lot of people haven't seen it, Savannah.
A lot of people haven't seen that dot, and you guys need to see it right now. It's really amazing.
It's Mars. Did you even know you could see Mars with your naked eye?
I ain't trying to see Mars.
She doesn't believe in space.
I don't care about Mars.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
I'm Team Ocean, dog.
I'm Team Ocean by myself. I get it. Like, anything you shoot at the ocean is going to be probably more interesting than a tiny ass little dot that we don't even know if it's really Mars.
Look at this guy
flipping back real quick. Go back to Team Ocean, Mr. Team Robot.
I got to support both sides because Team Robot will be there both. Team Robot will be in space. Oh. Team Robot will be in the depths of the ocean.
Listeners, by the way, 77031, thank you for texting us. They said you can see Mars right now. If you look outside, you can see it right now. They're out in Astor, Florida. Here's another one, like they're right in Central Florida.
Yeah, you probably got like 10, 12 minutes left of being able to see it with your naked eye.
And they're saying it's closer to Earth than it has been in many, many years, and there's a sandstorm on Mars.
You better back off. Trump's president right now.
Damn, blast that sucker.
We'll see for how long.
People are saying Mars is getting a little too close.
Might have to blow it away. I don't know.
There's a lunar eclipse tonight, too?
There is a lunar eclipse tonight, yeah. Actually, I thought it was last night. No?
Maybe it is. Maybe my website is over here. July 27th, lunar eclipse will be visible in parts of Australia, Asia, Africa.
Yeah, but we can't see it.
But not in North America.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Better than who cares. And it's not even a real one.
It's not even real.
If you can't see in the USA, means it ain't real.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if filming this would turn out. I think it turned out better than I thought.
I think it turned out great.
I think you think it's better than it is, Russ, and Savannah's saying it's a lot worse than it is.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, closer to Savannah.
But Carlos, I have to be super positive. My headphones were plugged in this morning when I got here.
That's quite nice of you, Russ Rollins.
That's amazing.
Not only did I do that, okay, I love Fridays because we're live on our YouTube channel, right? Not only did I set you guys with the headphones, I set up headphones over here, and if you notice, I put business cards by each little controller thing. That way, whatever guest comes in, they know exactly what show they're on.
That's such a great party planner.
That is. That definitely shows your hosting side.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how great it is. It's all about the details,
little
right?
Details, yeah.
And being a great party planner, Mr. Russ, and you used to have a party planning business that you burnt to the ground and all these things, right?
Yeah.
So Miss Savannah gave us a little nugget last night, or right before the end of the show.
Easy.
A nugget?
Oh. wasn't it you that said this?
What?
Today's like the donut day.
Yes, donut day. It is. Yeah. Today's donut day.
That wasn't you?
No.
I will eat donuts.
We got some donuts.
It was Deborah Roberts.
Do we?
Yeah, we do, boys and girls.
Deborah Roberts told us that today is donut. It's the birthday of Krispy Kreme. Or their anniversary.
So if you buy a dozen, the next dozen is just a buck.
It's something like that. Yeah.
I have it.
If someone buys a dozen, I'm down for that other dozen for a buck.
Right.
I got a buck for you.
I got a buck too. Well, you double your money if you bring us the donuts.
We got some donuts coming.
Boy, that company definitely. How many years have they been around? Like, I have to
forever.
I think I had it down here as one of the things to talk about today. Let me see if I can find it. But it's a big anniversary for Krispy Kreme and. I'll never forget when they opened up here in Orlando.
It was a big deal.
Over on 1792.
We got us a Krispy Kreme.
Man, traffic was backed up for 5-10 miles.
I'm sleeping on the concrete to get the first one.
Right.
Krispy Kreme is a big deal. And you get those first hot donuts, there's nothing like that.
And when the red light's on, you know they're hot. That's the gimmick, right.
You know, that's right.
If the red light's on, you know they're hot.
It's so smart. Like, it's so smart. They should do that with French fries at some fast food places.
Can you find anything?
We just made some.
I want to know how old they are. Okay, if you have to guess, before Angel finds it, how old do you think Krispy Kreme is?
I think Krispy Kreme started in 1925.
Ooh. I'm going to say they're 50 years old.
I'm going to say they're at least 80.
80 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah. At least 80. From the first Krispy Kreme.
You know, it could be 100.
Could be a million.
No, it couldn't be a million.
Could be a trillion.
Mm. Could be a billion.
Could be a menage a trois.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one I drink.
I wanted to show you, Carlos. I took a photo of my wine just so you know.
I've seen it, had it, and that's why it's even.
All right, so what
you know
the
why
number?
It's called that, right?
What?
You know why it's called menage a trois?
Because three different, I was going to say berries.
Yeah,
grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah, it's the only one I drink.
Well, listen, why does it say menage a trois, but it only has a picture of two people?
Ooh, because it's three grapes. It's not really three people having sex, like you're thinking.
They don't know what they're doing. That's not a menage a trois.
There's only three grapes in that whole bottle? What's the rest? Sugar and water?
No, it's three different grapes, three different kinds of grapes, not
wow.
three grapes only.
They're like gigantic grapes.
What'd
you find out? Okay, so what were the guesses on how old Krispy Kreme is?
I said 50 years old.
50 years old. Los?
I said 1925. So I don't know how many that is. It's 90 something.
No, you're off by 10 years.
I said 80.
80. You're closest, Savannah. They are 81.
Oh, I know my donuts.
They turn 81 today.
81
and,
today.
That's the deal. So a dozen donuts for a buck if you buy a dozen, I think it is.
That's good.
If you bring them to us, you get $2 back.
Yep.
It's donut day. Mm-mm. I do love a good donut.
Yeah, to celebrate its 81st birthday, the chain will be offering customers 12 original glazed donuts for just $1 with the purchase of any dozen donuts at stores across the U.S. and Canada.
And they're still making.
Didn't that sound like a commercial?
Even that was good. Even at a dollar, it's still 125% markup.
Yes, it is. So even at a dollar, they're still making money.
They're still making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box cost them, I don't know, 5 cents. You and then the donuts cost them a shilling.
Shilling?
I mean, it's dough. I mean, it's nothing.
You know what I think of when I think of all those donuts, though? This is a true story. When I went up to Bar Harbor, not Bar Harbor, but Lake Parlin, Maine.
Lake Parlin.
Like, when they want to hunt for the bears, they fill up a big 55-gallon drum, like seven of them, up with donuts. So the bears will come.
And they shoot them.
The bears are a nuisance up there.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a bunch of them up there.
Yeah.
So they just pile up, and it's always Krispy Kreme donuts.
That's sweet.
That sweet smell of donuts.
They can smell it from miles away, man.
Yeah, and they're just sitting
ducks.
Is
this ducks. True? Thanks, Texas. 77031 Texas throughout the show. They're saying that Shaq is one of the biggest franchisees of Krispy Kreme.
That's true. Is he really?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised because, Irvin Magic Johnson, he's one of the biggest franchisees for Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin Durant was doing a pizza chain.
And ice.
Water. LeBron James was doing a
Blaze pizza.
Kenny Rogers chicken roasters.
Kenny Rogers did the chicken place for you.
I haven't seen one of those in a while, though.
That was good-ass chicken.
Yeah, I missed
those places. Yeah.
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if Shaq was. That's cool.
Yeah. Listen, anytime you get to throw Kenny Rogers roasters in, you got to throw it in.
It was good, though, man. It was really good.
But he knew when to fold them.
He did. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. You still have a little bit of time to check out Mars. You can see it right now. If you look at the moon, go to like 10 o'clock, and that's Mars that's there. Big and red.
Friday church.
Is this Friday church?
I want y'all to put your hands up.
Woo!
I want you to feel good.
Yeah!
It is a beautiful Friday.
It's a beautiful Friday. You can see Mars. You got a coffee. You can drive. Maybe on the bus. Maybe you're walking. At least you got legs. At least you got life. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Rural Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel, Carlos, and Savannah all here on this beautiful Friday getting ready for a great weekend. I'm excited about the weekend. I've got not one plan. Like nothing. Not a damn thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love that. Do you have
kiss videos?
Probably. I got stuck in one of those YouTube wormholes the other day, and that's why I want to talk to Bert Kreischer. And I believe we might talk to him a little bit later today because in my kiss wormhole, I started watching an interview came up where he was talking about Kiss, and that's the reason I kind of want to talk to him today. And I know you reached out to Bert Kreischer, right?
Yeah, we're going back. He and I have been going back and forth since yesterday. So typically, if you follow him, you kind of understand his schedule. So he flies out Thursdays or Fridays to wherever he's doing a show.
Yeah.
And then Friday's kind of like a media day. So what he's going to try to do is we're going to coordinate it where he calls us in between one of the media requirements that he does on a Friday.
Yeah. So it's weird how that wormhole thing happens, though, when you're watching YouTube. You watch one thing, and next thing you know, you're watching 15 other
my life things. Is a YouTube wormhole, dude.
Is it?
I hate it.
No, I don't, but I fill it with stuff that I want to learn about. So
yeah,
I
you take a couple swats, and then before you realize it, you know?
You know what? Things like that may happen, but I keep it on. You have it in your pocket. It's, you know, especially the YouTube Premium, you can just shut it off, and so it's not, you know, it's basically like you just listen to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Savannah, what did you get caught in?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I hate, the whole, Real Housewives thing, reality TV thing. Like, I don't like any of that stuff.
Right.
I don't like the Kardashian thing. Like, it's just not me. Uh-huh. I think it's ridiculous, it's excess, and it's ungrateful.
Okay.
But anyways, so I started watching this one video. It was 5 minutes long, right? Uh-huh. I was like, okay, I'll see that. Watch it. Then the next one's like, child stars you wouldn't recognize today. And I was like,
gotcha.
Well, let me just check that. I'll see. It's only 5 minutes long. It's only 5 more minutes. I'll get back to what I was doing. Then after that, it's like, why we all hate Ellen. And I was like,
Everybody hates Ellen?
Let me see why they hate Ellen. And then the next one after that is like, morning talk shows that go awry. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to see this.
Am I on this one?
And then the next one is like, how people ruin their career in 5 seconds. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's more? And I got caught and wasted so much time yesterday. And I'm embarrassed about it, but I need to get that out there I don't do it again.
Are you amazed at the things that, the production value and the detail?
Oh, this was awful. These were just pictures of these people that they hated. But the thing is, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
I really do not care about it. And the fact that I spent my time, which is very important, doing that makes me angry.
I got stuck with this dude who was basically just a Batman nerd. And he went through the Dark Knight movie and explained every bit of it and pointed out all the little things that I may have missed.
Yeah,
And I'm like, why am I watching this? But I want to see what happens next.
Oh,
why
am
I watching this? Oh, that's what that piece of glass was. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is so stupid. Why am I watching this? Oh, that's what... it was 45 minutes long,
dude,
and
I got stuck. I get it. There's a guy who his whole channel is dedicated to breaking down Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
And he treats it as if the dinosaurs are real.
Yeah.
And what happened, and he has a very news voice, what happened to the Triceratops that was released in the Final Kingdom? Many people say he is now in the Serengeti. And he's dead serious. And I'm like, I wonder where he would live if he escaped.
Yeah, you know, and that is part of the brilliance of it.
And that's why you got to be careful with YouTube, because
the brilliance of it, treat it like it's real.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff on there. And then there's guys who are idiots who have nothing else to do, got a couple $1,000s in equipment, and they're going to, let me break down dinosaurs.
Hey, man, you got to check it out. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to love it.
Here's what kills me, though, okay, right? So we've been doing our YouTube channel for how long now? I mean, for, a while, right?
Yeah.
And we've got almost 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
This dude that breaks down Batman, it's like it's serious, serious business, has like a million subscribers.
Well, I mean, it's Batman, dude. I mean, Batman, anything Batman and anything super niche can find a big audience. And now with Patreon and these places that... actually support the content creators. They're making money so that they literally, all this guy does is make Jurassic Park videos, and I will check it out almost every other day because he goes into great detail of the story and directing and this and that. I'm like, man, it's so good. And at the end, he thanks all his people who work at his own, because he has his own Jurassic Park.
All right,
and
right.
He has his own workers, yeah. And they're the ones that pay him to be able to put out content every day. But guess what? Then there's also amazing information on YouTube that will change your life.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's always some new little, a new little thing that's happening, like a fad or something like that. And there's a new fad out now. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet or not, but I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Oh,
right?
Tricker!
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Hold on a minute. So this album turns 35 today.
This album is 35 years old.
Hold on, I don't know who it is yet. Is that Iron Maiden?
It's Metallica.
Oh, Metallica.
Kill 'em All.
Oh, okay.
Kill 'em All turns 35 today, guys. Holy smokes.
Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're also live on our YouTube channel all day today. Someone's going to win tickets for two to our Monster Fan Appreciation Show at Universal Studios. You can win them at 7 o'clock when we do trivia. You can win them on our YouTube channel during the breaks, because during the breaks we talk to you. And also, you can go to our website at monsters.fm at 9 o'clock and see if your name is one of the Daily Five. So that is very, very cool. So this is, okay, you know how every once in a while there's some sort of a fad?
I never heard of it.
You know, like let's say the ice bucket challenge. You
never
know?
Heard of it. What'd they do?
Oh, you know, it's when you'd pour a bucket of ice on your head. And
that just seems ridiculous.
And it took off, right? Well, now there's a new challenge, and they're saying in the state of Florida, if they catch you doing this, it's $1,000 fine.
Well, they shouldn't mess up. We talked about this challenge actually before.
Lowe's,
we
put your nards back in your pants.
It.
Huh? Yeah.
We even danced to it. It's not that new anymore.
It's not.
Well, the Shiggy Challenge?
No, it's called the Kiki Challenge.
It's the Shiggy Challenge.
Yeah, it's the Shiggy Challenge.
Why are they calling it the Kiki Challenge?
Well, the song is In My Feelings, and the beginning part of it is Kiki, but the guy who created it was this guy Shiggy, who did a challenge, but it's the same thing that they're talking about.
I don't remember you talking about
the Kiki. Do you love me?
Yeah, you did the dance.
And that's the dance is you do it outside of your car.
Right, that's
the challenge. That's all connected.
Yeah, you're ghost riding the whip, you pop out, and then you do the dance.
Yeah, you're in your car, and I can show it to you guys up here, if you guys have already seen it, but you're in your car, and then your car is still going down the street, and you dance.
Yeah, by the side of it as it's going, yeah.
So here's a girl doing the Kiki Challenge.
How'd you find the worst girl ever doing it?
Yeah, there's like
that's
a
the best one right there.
Yeah, that's the best one.
She was
that's
the first
Danny
one.
Lee.
Oh, there's one there. There's like a ballerina.
Oh, yeah, everybody's doing it.
So you get out of your car, and your car's moving, and they're dancing. And but I guess in the state of Florida, if they catch you doing this, it's $1,000 fine.
Well, it's not because of this in particular. It's like you can't be hopping out of your moving car.
No, you're right.
That's the part that's illegal, and someone's gonna die doing this stupid thing.
It is really dumb.
That's the originator right there. That guy.
Oh, that's
the originator.
That's the originator.
Yeah.
Well, it's Channel 6 has it on their website. So that girl fell and her car was going.
Oh, that girl falls right there. She goes, and then she posted, because I saw when she posted, she said, I almost died doing the Shiggy Challenge.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
And then there's a little Mexican dude who's like doing it, and because then the Mexican dudes, they started doing it to a Mexican song, so it'd be like, bum, 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 and they'd start doing it.
Yeah.
And then it looked like a couple of them got arrested as well.
Huh. There's a hunting one, too.
Now it's the Zoom
it's
challenge.
It's like, Kenny, let's go hunting. Uh-uh. You know what? I always got my shotgun beside me.
So to do this, you have to have... Oh, man, she busted her. To do this, you have to have somebody sitting there filming you, right?
I think there are some dumbasses
that haven't done it that way.
That haven't done it that way. They just had a little tripod in there and then just jumped out.
In the state of Florida, it says you get a $114 ticket for no seatbelt, careless driving $164, impeding the flow of traffic another $164.
If you get caught doing that in the state of Florida, you should get every single bit of those tickets, moron.
This is how crazy it is, Russ.
Yeah.
This is how these things that become part of the culture that are trending have these like tiny little lives, right? So last week, it was literally the most popular thing in the world, right? The In Your Feelings Challenge.
So you guys told me about it, but you didn't.
They did it here in studio.
We did it on our zipline.
But I didn't care about a stupid dance somebody did. But when you add in the fact that they were getting out of their car and doing it, like you didn't say that part of it.
Did you not see the video we showed you?
Yeah. No,
we talked about it a little bit, but whatever. And here's my point is this. They do the challenge. Savannah's like, let's do it. And I was like, it's going to be done by Wednesday.
Right.
Will Smith goes and does it on top of a Russian tower.
In Budapest.
And he does the whole Shiggy Challenge.
Now, did he just do the dance?
He didn't.
Okay, he didn't have a car. Okay.
But part of it was doing it. You could do it in some crazy places.
It was all about location. It was all about wherever you did it, the most exotic locale, this and that. People were trying to mimic the video.
Yes.
And then the game got changed and they were doing it in groups and they were doing this.
On the back of motorcycles.
And then Will Smith crushes it and he does it in Budapest.
Which is all fine. That's no big deal, but people getting out of their car and endangering people, that's when it's interesting to me.
Russ is safety first this morning.
Where's your bright yellow vest on? Holy smokes.
It's like the fact that people are doing a silly dance,
okay,
I'm like,
safety
I could care less. But they're jumping out of their cars. That's when it's...
It gets even more interesting, Russ.
How's that?
So Shiggy, this guy who's popular on the...
Shiggy.
He's an entertainer. He's the one who created this dance, okay? Wednesday, last Wednesday, Will Smith does the dance. Champagne Poppy, which better known as Drake, goes on IG and says, it's over. It's done. You win, Will. He literally says, it's over. Then you fast forward. We find out Drake has given Shiggy $250,000 because guess what? That dance, that silly dance, took that song, In My Feelings, to the number one spot in Billboard. Okay?
Right.
And then we fast forward to Monday. There's Shiggy and Drake hanging out. Shiggy on Instagram Live goes up to Drake and says, hey, man, where's my money at? And Drake's like, it's coming. It's in the mail. Catches him on live TV. It is amazing, these life cycles that it goes through, the things that you see on the web now. You know, like they shoot off in all these different ways. So now we're waiting to see if Drake pays the kid.
And the reason I know about it is it's on the news this morning on Channel 6.
Because you don't need to be out of your car driving.
Right, that's what they're trying to tell people. Don't jump out of your car and do the stupid Kiki dance.
You can listen to us when we talk to you during the show. This is like the third time you've been caught.
You've never mentioned anything about getting out of your car.
People texting right now, Russ, that were like, hey, Russ, we remember the conversation. Yeah, they were trying to tell you.
You didn't say get out of your car. You were just doing the stupid dance.
I told you we did it on the zip line at Gatorland.
That's not on your car.
You know what happens? Your ears shut off when you hear Drake because hate Drake so much.
That's true.
It sounds like horrible. Oh, God. This is horrible.
As soon as they said Drake, you shut down.
I was not interested at all.
All you heard was wah, wah, wah. And they said burger at the end. They're like, what, burgers?
Burger.
If you would have said there were people jumping out of their cars to do a dance. And
you would have said, safety patrol is here.
Right. Yeah.
Nah, it's a catchy little song, though. You got it? I'm sure you got it.
Do you have the song?
Yeah. I can't seem to find it right now. Sorry.
In My Feelings. And look, that's... And they tried to create other viral things with that album.
Right.
And it wasn't organic. This one guy goes and does it, and boom, it's the number one hit around the world.
Isn't that crazy?
Organic is so important.
Yeah, they try to have... He has another song called I'm Upset, and which is a pretty good song. And they were trying to do a bunch of memes and stuff like that, but then all of a sudden this thing blew up.
So when they say something like this, and it's like, okay, it's $1,000 fine if you do the Kiki challenge, does that make people want to do it more?
Hell no. No, I think...
I hope not.
Yeah.
You think it's a deterrent?
I think it's a deterrent. Absolutely. Something like this, yeah, they go... And the videos, people falling. I mean, somebody's going to die doing the Kiki challenge.
That's the crazy thing. That's the next video that we're going to see, or story we're going to hear that. And then the first video of somebody actually getting busted in the state of Florida, and a cop right there writing them every single one of these tickets because you're a moron.
Yeah.
That's going to shut it all down.
And the reason I don't remember this, another reason, I remember you guys talking about a dancing thing, but you didn't call it the Kiki Challenge. We called it the Shiggy Challenge because
that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's not the way it's reported.
Well, guess what? That reporter also probably is wearing a yellow vest going, I'm going to write this article to get these kids to stop.
It's okay, Pop. You could just listen to us from time to time. That's all.
He is a white guy. It's Trooper Steve that wrote this up.
Yeah. Look, I would love to see...
Trooper Steve is cool. I like that dude.
Trooper Steve right there.
He's a real dude. He's a real guy. And he pops up on other media outlets here in Orlando.
Look behind you, Carlos. I got it here. Carlos, please look behind you.
Yeah, he wants to show you... So Russ wants to validate his yellow vestness because Trooper Steve wrote a story about it.
That's Trooper Steve?
Yes.
Is he a real trooper?
He's a retired...
I think Trooper Steve should go up to somebody doing the Shiggy Challenge, write him all the tickets, right when he's about to hand it, crush it, and then do it again.
He goes, Kiki, you got no ticket. I was joking. I'll let you off with a warning. I'll give it to you.
You know what's going
to
happen
right now if you go to court, and then we'll meet you all there.
You know what happens? He does that, and then he loses his regular gig, but he'll get a million followers.
Exactly.
Does Trooper Steve, does he fly a helicopter? Is that what he does?
I don't think he's a helicopter guy. That's a different guy.
That's a different guy?
Yeah, Trooper Steve does TV, and I think he also does a radio hit on a different station.
Oh, does he? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's where I got it from.
Yeah.
I love it when we dance in
here. Not for nothing, Trooper Steve. We gave you a ton of love. More than whatever station you're on right now does.
I know he's on 6, right?
I don't care where he's at. I'm not going to... See, what are you doing?
Huh?
He's got... I'll give his...
I have no problem with Trooper Steve.
No, I like Trooper Steve.
Nobody has a problem with him.
Yeah. We love him more than his current employer does. That's what I'm saying.
When you guys were in school, did you have safety patrol?
Yes,
Russ,
I was.
I was the first guy. Patrol. First guy to answer. Yes,
I was safety patrol.
Were you like the king of the safety patrol?
But safety patrol, we know what we did. We helped the other little kids get across the street, and
we didn't do the kiki dance.
We shut down every kiki
anybody
challenge.
Anybody trying to have fun in the crosswalk? No. No fun.
There'll be no kiki challenge on my patrol.
I found two gentlemen from the other side of the track doing the kiki challenge. Security? Oh, I am security.
I wonder if they actually have given out any $1,000 fines yet. They're saying you could get a $1,000 fine.
Listen, all this is news for Jax wanting to cash in on the kiki challenge, not being able to do it themselves. So let's think of another way that we can incorporate these hashtags into our news feed so that our news feed skyrockets.
100%.
And they did a great thing because we're talking about it.
Hey, so if you do the kiki challenge, right, and you put it on your Facebook, so there's the proof right there. Can they give you a fine?
No, because they can't prove that no one else was driving. Like, she could have been sitting in somebody's lap and jumped out, and they could have been filming.
There's no way to prove that. You could be like, hey, I did it in a controlled environment.
But if you have video and you get out of the car and you can see there's no hands on the steering wheel.
Russ looking for ways to bust people.
Listen,
I'm just wondering if the police can't arrest you.
Why are you hating so hard on the kiki challenge?
Holy smokes,
you know
bro. People are just having fun.
We have to stop this kiki challenge.
Because Russ would die doing the kiki challenge. If Russ had to try and complete the kiki challenge.
Can we get Russ?
You're the preacher in Footloose.
Can we do
Russ?
There's no deal.
Someone's going to get hurt doing
this
thing.
There's no fun.
Oh, no, I have fun, but not the kiki challenge.
You should do it from like a Schwann's ice cream truck.
Ice cream, I love push-ups, and your chicken fingers, they are so delicious. I love them when I'm hungry late at night, and I love you so.
I think there's a lot of people that never heard of it at all.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, this is a
tour. And particularly your demo.
Right, yeah. And now it's on the news. They're like, oh, I see what this is now.
Now we know how to get them.
They're jumping.
I swear to God, if I see anybody doing the Kiki Challenge,
God,
I'm going to lay them out.
If you got out of your car, if you got out of your car and your car was going without you, would you not freak out?
Most of the time it's somebody filming them.
Yeah, it's, on the other.
Yeah, and they're driving.
Rose, have you ever heard of the term ghost ride the whip?
No.
All right, so ghost riding the whip has been around. It's a phenomenon that's been around for quite some time.
It started
in Oakland, California.
Yeah.
Greater parts of Compton and whatnot have developed this thing where you hop out a moving vehicle.
Indeed. That's a dumb idea.
It looks cool though when you do it.
Yeah.
It's
a pretty
dangerous.
Neat thing. And all they did was reinterpret that for a Drake video.
Yeah.
They didn't reinvent anything. It's been there forever.
I would never do it. When I was younger, I would have totally done it.
Really? Like,
you catch me 2 seconds.
Yeah,
but
you
now,
catch me AT Los?
Yeah. Back in the day, I did freaking crazy ass stuff, jumping out of cars like and stuff like that because you're like, I'm 18. I live forever. And now you're like, I may stub my toe getting out of the car, and I don't. It's hot out there.
I tried it in the way back of Gatorland, but I was because there weren't any cars, right? It's a controlled environment.
Oh, you tried the Kiki Jones?
Yeah, of course. And
let's roll, man.
Russ just touched you.
I didn't realize my Jeep was on a hill. I didn't realize my Jeep was on a hill.
Oh, that was creepy.
I didn't realize my Jeep was on a hill and it was in neutral and it started going too fast.
Oh my God!
Hold up! It's gonna run into an alpaca fence.
I had to run and jump back in it and then I quit.
You know why? I think why that would freak me out is because when we were younger, we had a motorhome and behind the motorhome we'd pull this Jeep. The Jeep was the Jeep I learned to drive on. It was a 41 Willys Jeep. Yeah. And I unhooked the Jeep, right? And I must have been 15 or 16. Unhooked the Jeep from the back where we were at, and the Jeep started rolling down a hill. And I'm trying to run and chase it, and I couldn't catch it. My dad's Jeep went into a lake.
Your fault.
Yes.
And
you're guilty. You've been guilty about it since then, so no one gets out of moving cars.
I felt so bad. And so now the only thing, the engine was up out of the water, but the rest of it was in the water, and I'm holding on to it, trying to stop it. Of course, I couldn't stop it. I wasn't fat then. I was skinny.
But I was strong. So freaking strong, man.
But I didn't stop it, and it went into the lake. And so
and it sunk completely. You lost the Jeep?
We didn't lose the Jeep. My dad had to get a tow truck guy to come and pull it out. And,
man. Must have been a big deal.
Was it the worst day? Did you get a spanking? I did not get a spanking, but I felt bad enough.
He was disappointed in you.
He was like, why didn't you put.
Does he still tell that story to this day at family get together?
I've never heard that story.
I never heard that story either.
I know all the stories, and I've never heard that story.
Yeah, I didn't put it in gear, or I didn't put the brake on, right? Uh-huh. I just unhooked it and then went to go make a sandwich, and I look back, and there goes the Jeep. I'm like, oh, my God, the Jeep.
You stay here, Dijonais.
And it's rolling, and I'm trying to stop it. And so, yeah, the thought of a vehicle, moving without somebody in it freaks me out. That's why I hate the Kiki Challenge.
When they pulled it out of the water by the tow truck, was it full of fish like on Scooby-Doo?
It was full of seaweed and stuff.
He had his risky business moment.
Yeah.
You have to get a bunch of escorts and a crazy escort party?
No, my dad was there.
To raise the money?
And I had to go tell my dad the Jeep just went to the lake.
What? that hill's 3 miles long, and it's the slowest little hill. I mean, your mother, who is pregnant right now, caught up with that Jeep. And you, sir, could not.
That's why I think I hate the Kiki Challenge. A vehicle not being attended.
You get traumatized.
Because you can't dance.
Yeah, it's a lack of rhythm.
Can I see it? Can you just do a little? Because it starts with a little heart motion. So it's like,
how's it go?
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? And you never have anything to assign me.
You know the whole dance?
I need you. Oh, yeah.
And I'm down for you, baby.
They tried to tell you last week that this was a phenomenon.
We've been practicing.
They didn't call it the Kiki Dance. They called it something else.
We called it the Shiggy Challenge, which is what it is.
The proper name.
So you're telling me Trooper Steve got it wrong?
Yes!
No, I would tell you that you and Trooper Steve are a cut of the same milk, and that's what you would call it, not knowing that the actual.
They say white people.
She did the best one.
I'm saying,
that's Danny Lee. She was just in New York doing this. In New York City, downtown, all the way from, I can't remember where she was from. It was, and like a gigantic crowd everywhere.
Oh, really? Okay, well, if you do it here in Florida, they're going
to
get
you. You're going to go to jail. I'll make sure of it.
$1,000 fine, and I'm going to make sure of it.
I will report each Kiki Shiki Challenge.
Me and Trooper Steve will get you.
Russ, I bet you have Trooper Steve on speed dial, don't you?
I do not. I didn't know who he was until this morning. But I like him.
How do you feel about Chinese fire drills?
Oh, those are bad, too. But at least your car's in park.
Oh, no. There's nothing more thrilling. Back in the day, my friends and I would do some Chinese fire drills that look straight out of the program movie. Like, we would take off. If the light turned green, we would take off, and you would have to jump onto the car. And we would be on hoods on 1792.
Those
crazy.
Are the good old days.
True story. Me and Bo used to do that, too.
Slowest Chinese fire drill ever.
No.
Morris Day
in the Time. Jungle Love, right? You remember that song? Jungle, and we'd do the bird dance and then run around the truck and then go. This was a long time ago.
On that note, just a heads up.
That's a true story.
429 southbound. Some dude was doing whatever.
Kiki Challenge?
Yeah, we got a...
Busted.
Jackknife semi truck, another crash a mile ahead. So that's 429 southbound.
That's what happens
south
when the Kiki
of 414.
Challenge.
These stupid people with the challenges.
Is this Morris Day in the Times?
No.
Hell yeah!
Because you're the preacher for Footloose.
All of you, stop!
Hey,
stop
you
at
get
once!
By if you only cut loose.
No.
Oh, she's going to dance all day. Hey, you can join us here in the studio if you go to our YouTube channel. It's at iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube or go to Monsters.fm. Coming up next, your chance to win some stuff. We got tickets for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is happening on August the 4th at Universal Studios Orlando. So if you get on the line and do a little trivia, you might win. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Texting 77031. Real mobile. It's real easy.
From the
The Triple R segment of 7 is brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert and his staff can help you get into a brand new house. They're licensed lenders that can help you get a home. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert can help you. 407-636-9808. When I bought a house, that's who I used. My daughter used them as well. Dirty Jim used them. I've got my friend Maggie bought her house with WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Great folks that can help you get a home. If you got great, you know, great credit, you can get a great interest rate. If you have poor credit, well, they can still help you get a home, even if your credit score is 580 or less. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Call them at 407-636-9808 for WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Welcome back to the Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I am Russ Rollins, along with Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes here with us. Hello, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Y'all are having fun today.
Well, yeah, you know, man. It's a Friday.
And you know, I came in singing gospel music. That's what changed the game.
Yeah, she's singing gospel. They're trying to make me think I was crazy because they said that when they were talking about the... They didn't even call it the Kiki Challenge. They called it the Sugar...
The Shiggy Challenge.
Shiggy Challenge. Sugar, yeah. Sugar, sugar, whatever
Shiggy.
It was.
Shiggy.
Shiggy.
Sugar Challenge. I did last night.
Sugar Challenge. You were here when they did it.
I was.
Did they mention anything about getting out of a moving car?
They did not. They never said it was in a car.
Thank you.
I didn't grasp that concept either until I saw it afterwards.
You guys are going to make me pull the audio, yeah, so I can make both of you look silly.
Yes. I would like that.
That's in best stuff. That's really easy to get out of. Because Carlos was standing like, much like he's doing right now, trying to show you that, and said that people are hopping out of the cars,
and
bro.
And Ryan told us in the break he was going to take Russ's side, whether Russ was right or wrong.
That's smart boy. Very smart young man. That's why I like him.
Yeah. I know how to play this game.
That's right. Very good. Hey, Angel, let's see what prize we have in the prize pinata today.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful Friday, though. The traffic on I-4 is a wreck. So just, you know, turn on the radio, relax, don't get all mad, and, you know, you can look for Mars if you want to. I don't think it's out there now, though. I think Mars might have went away already. If you did not see Mars this morning, you can go to our website at monsters.fm, and I videotaped it from my front yard, so you can see Mars from Russ's front yard.
It's amazing.
It's the picture?
Yeah.
Ryan, have you seen this picture?
I have not seen this picture.
Oh, my God.
I
mean, hold
on. You two guys are looking at it going, what camera do you use? Is that a
Time Magazine reached out to us and wants to use it as a cover.
You know what?
Nat Geo?
You guys are making fun, but he had that rocket picture that ended up being cool.
That is.
Thank you. Ryan is the only guy that gets it anymore.
Are you guys witnessing what's happened? Ryan's standing out for Russ right in front of him.
That's a smart boy. I'm making big decisions this month.
Be careful, because Ryan can swoop right in and get on Russ's nards just as quick as Carlos did.
Watch this. Here. Okay. There's the video from my friend. And look, you can see Mars.
Oh, my God. Is that from Gravity?
Right there on the left. There's Mars.
On the left, that's Mars.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it. It's
Mars.
It's the one that's running off as like a gnat. Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's Mars from my front yard.
Looks like a star.
Russ's front yard has a road in it.
If anyone, if you didn't get to see it this morning, you can go to monsters.fm. I did put it up, and it's on our YouTube channel. So if you missed it, I brought it to you.
All I'm thinking is, next celebrity auction, you paint that picture.
You're being a bitch, and I don't appreciate it.
I'm singing gospel and being happy all day.
I don't appreciate it.
I don't feel like being attacked here.
Okay. You attacking me.
Listen, you can pawn some trash off on people.
Anyway,
I don't even know
what that means.
That means that's a trashy photo. It looks like somebody took it with a sidekick.
Did you try to take a photo of Mars?
No, I didn't. Because
okay,
I don't care about Mars. I'm not trying to see it.
Well, I wanted the people who didn't get a chance to see it to be able to see it. I brought
screw
it to
you.
Them.
Screw you, stupid iPhone 10. Screw space. Yeah, screw Elon Musk.
I'm trying to help people, man. Damn.
I'd like to see Mars in the daytime. Can you take that picture?
Yeah. You can't see Mars in the daytime.
Why don't you help to kiss my ass, Rollins? How about that?
She just spit out her coffee. That was awesome.
Because that's what she was thinking. That's why she's laughing. If she wasn't thinking that, she wouldn't be laughing right now.
This is so dead on with speaking my thoughts that I can no longer speak because we live in a very sensitive world.
Oh, I'm not sensitive.
No.
Yeah. I just found water on Mars. There might be gators there, Savannah. You don't know.
There's not Mars gators.
There could be Mars gators.
I don't care about maters.
Anyway, back to the prizes and the prize pinata.
What do we got?
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage, a family-owned and operated company. Mm-hmm. They're offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. Now, this is key. I get asked this question all the time.
What?
It's Cento. C-E-N-T-O. Centomoving.com.
Like a cent with an O in the, yeah.
There you go.
Cento.
That's ingenious. You hit the start quote button, put your information there, let them know you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1, Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. We even had an email yesterday with Cento helping out some listeners with their move.
Yes.
And the guy was going to make a huge mistake by doing the move without his wife present. Yes. And I'm hoping he rethought that idea.
Yeah, I even emailed him back and said, we all think it's a bad idea to move the stuff around. So, Savannah, did you hear that story?
Oh, my God, I was here.
Okay. Oh, my God.
The Kiki Challenge.
That doesn't mean you heard it.
Yesterday. That's true. Yesterday, Russ made up an email. No. It was really his email.
That wasn't me.
And he said, if my boyfriend goes out of town, can I rearrange the furniture? Which is what his girlfriend was planning on doing.
Yep.
Right? Mm. While he's gone. So he wanted to let her know in the kindest, nicest way.
Don't move my stuff.
If you touch that stand-up Gene Simmons figurine, I will crush your soul.
Man, that would be a YouTube video. Just rearrange all his stuff and watch him come home to it. Oh, buddy.
AEO does not compute.
Control-Alt-Delete.
All right, so that's CentoMoving.com. Okay. Up first, we have a pair of tickets to see Orlando City take on New England Revolution at Orlando City Stadium. That's August the 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm tickets for more information. We have... I went the wrong way on this one. One moment.
Don't go that way.
Yeah, I should have went to the right. There we go.
To the left, to the left.
You got in a box to the left.
We got a pair of tickets to Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, and that's happening at Amway Center on August the 18th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword events. The Monster Jam Triple Threat Arena Tour is an entirely different format than the Orlando fans have seen witness at the stadium. This upcoming tour features 8 of the most talented Monster Jam drivers competing on 3 different vehicles. We are going to have the Monster Jam Speedsters, Monster Jam ATVs, and then we wrap it up with the Monster Jam trucks, and they're going to be out there inside the Amway Arena. That's what's going to make this super different, and the sounds, the smells is going to be crazy, and me and Carlos are going to get to do something cool later on today.
Oh, I heard Son of a Digger is doing the Kiki Challenge in the Amway Center.
Better not be.
But see, that's the thing. That's a controlled environment. He could do it if he wants, Russ. Don't shut it down.
Over a mogul, onto a trailer, out the side of it.
Don't do it on our city streets, though.
And then we'll wrap it up with this. A pair of tickets to join us for Monster Fan Appreciation Day at Universal Orlando, and that's going down Saturday, August the 4th. Prizes include 2 2-park, 2-day park-to-park Universal Orlando tickets valid for admission to Universal Studios and Universal Islands of Adventure theme parks, general parking pass, and a $25 Universal Orlando gift card that you get day of with the group photo. Join the family for a whole new ride. Fast and the Furious Supercharged is now open at Universal Orlando Resorts.
That's going to be a good time, man. Looking forward to it. We're all going to meet at like 10 o'clock, take a big photo together out in front of the broadcast studio.
Yep.
And if you don't win tickets and you go to Universal that day, you're welcome to join us. We got some cool things that will be happening
if
that day.
If you're cool. If you're a nerd, stay at home.
So we're going to do that. Then we're going to go and ride some rides.
Nerds.
We're all going to meet at the Monster Cafe at around 12:30 or so for lunch. And then after that, I'm going to the Irish bar. So you can hang with me at the Irish bar if you want to. But there are all kinds of stuff to do at Universal Studios Orlando. And I want to thank them for doing this for us. This is the first time they've given 100 tickets out, you know, for any radio show, radio station. So it's really, really a cool event. And you'll be able to win those also if you watch our YouTube channel today. During the breaks, we're going to pick somebody who wins those Monster Fan Appreciation Show tickets.
And we also got the 5 at 9?
Yes, at 9 o'clock, it's the top 5. You know, they're, if your name is one of the 5 names that's on the website at Monster.fm,
you're the first one to respond.
You got to get to Blogging Molly right away, and you could win that.
All right, real quick. So, 429 southbound, Ocoee exit, shut down. It's a turned over dump truck. They're talking about possibly a fatality. If you can avoid all of that, just avoid that part of town right now. 429 South, Ocoee exit, shut down as we speak. And okay. Those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. 407-916-1041. Javier, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Russ.
Javier?
Hey.
He should be there.
Javier, are you there?
Escúchame, Javier.
¿Dónde está Javier?
Do we hang up with him or?
No, hold on.
Hold on, let's give it, hold on. Give me a chance. Javier's probably screaming into his phone.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Someone mess with this real quick.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
All right. Angel's fixing it.
Wasn't going to pick me anyways. Doesn't matter.
Nope.
Javier?
How did that happen?
I don't know. Angel's working on it. He's doing angel business.
I think he's just doing this as that bit to annoy that one guy.
I know. The extents he'll go to annoy one listener.
I love it.
Goose with it. Hold on. We're having technical difficulties.
No, we're not.
Put him on hold real quick.
Hold on. Put you on hold. Bam. Okay. Now he's going to try to figure something out.
Jimmy usually fixes this.
Where is
Jimmy sits over there and plays guitar and barely listens to what we're saying.
We just had Jim here. Let's collard be up and we could be giving away a prize.
Now try it.
Try again.
All right. Javier, you're on Real Radio.
He's there, dude. Something's wrong.
Just give him something for his patience. Dang.
Right. Should I dump him and go with someone else?
Nah, man. That's wrong. Because you guys got your stuff together.
Hey, Mike, you're on Real Radio. Oh, no. We have no phone calls.
Oh.
Oh, that's going to be really.
Hey, listen. So we're close to break. Why don't we go ahead and go to break?
Yeah.
I'll have you rebooted on your end. Everyone that's on hold right now, just stay on hold.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get it on the back end over here.
Yeah, because I know everybody wants to win these tickets. So
And everything, as far as I can tell, on our ends is set up. So this is something outside of.
Gotcha. All right. So Javier, Mike, Travis, Fernando, Tyler, Brian, Kiki, all you guys.
This is probably because of the Kiki Challenge.
It's the Kiki Challenge that made this happen. You guys, hold on. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Match of the Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. And it is live radio. That's why sometimes when we have issues and problems, we got to try to fix them on the fly. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, and Ryan Holmes, all here today. All right, so we're going to see if the phones work. We're doing the trivia. And, of course, one of the big prizes everybody wants is the tickets for two to Universal for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show. People love Universal. It's a great package. It gives you, you're able to go to both parks. You got parking pass. I mean, it's going to be a really cool thing. And these guys have been on the line. So let's see if it works. Hold on. Let's go to Javier. You're on Real Radio. Okay, it's not working. All right, here's what we're going to do. So I'm going to put him on hold. Angel,
all right.
You can pick up the phone and talk to Javier, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to let you... I'm going to talk to you through Javier. No,
you're going to be the translator.
I'm going to talk to Javier through you, and then you can answer and tell us what he says.
This is like a clerk of court deal when we're talking to somebody in prison.
So they're not. Here's the dilemma. They're not hearing the station at all. I don't even know if he's hearing you right now. So give me 1 second.
Okay, all right. He's going to try to... Because here's what we said during the break.
What?
Do you even hear... I know you're there. Can you hear Russ asking the question right now?
It's like Long Island Media.
You can't. Yeah, you can't hear the station at all, right?
I kind of am trying.
So you'll have to ask him the question.
Okay. So hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I got to hear Russ ask the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm going to put you back on hold and ask you the question. Okay.
Hold on, buddy.
Why don't you?
Look, it's the only fair way to do it because these guys have been on hold, you know, and Javier would be upset if he didn't get his chance. All right. So are you ready?
You should just give it to Javier for holding on that long.
No, we're not just giving it away. We've got to make it fair for everybody.
I tried, Javier.
So what is the question, Russ? Hold on. Hold on.
Where's my music? There you go. All right.
The only people that can hear this music, Russ, so you know, because our phone systems have decided to take a dump.
Yes, yes.
It's us here in the room and our friends that are listening to us through the iHeartRadio app and in their terrestrial radio through their cars.
So Javier's not hearing anything right now.
No one that's on hold right now knows what the hell's going on.
Well, that's a big Tijuana BF in it. Okay, here we go. All righty. Name the famous athlete that is said to have a huge picture of himself and his girlfriend over his bed in his mansion in Coral Gables, Florida. What?
Everyone.
Okay, hold on, Russ, because I have to pick up the phone now and talk to Javier and relay that question,
okay? Yeah, relay it. All right. No, he's going to relay
it. Javier.
Hello.
Okay, so the question is, name the athlete. Okay. What does athlete do?
You don't say click. Why?
I want to see what you think I said, because this is very interesting to see.
Telephone. The game of telephone is fun.
Yeah, we're going to play it in real life.
Yeah.
Okay, so Javier, the question is goes like this. Some athlete, bunch of money, doesn't know what to do with it, thought it would be a great idea to do a painting in his house of him and his chick in the bedroom?
Yes, okay.
In the bedroom, on the roof of their bedroom. Do you think it is?
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's close.
It's Russ Rollins?
Hold on. I'm going to put you close to the mic, so speak really loud, Javier, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Go, Javier. What your answer is?
What did he say?
What was your answer?
That sounded crazy. I wish we could talk to this guy. He sounds fantastic.
Well, who's? Oh, he thinks. Okay, say that again, really loud. Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
I can't hear.
He says it's Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom is incorrect.
Hold on.
Now say, who do you want
to
help?
That's a good guess.
Lamar Odom is incorrect. Who would you like to guess for you?
Would it be Carlos? Savannah.
Hold on. Carlos, Savannah.
Angel.
Me.
Or Ryan Holmes.
Ryan Holmes.
I don't know what he said.
Who'd you guess there? Who do you want?
Who do you want?
Oh, me. Oh, he wants me to do it.
All right, so Angel, I'll ask the question for you again.
All right, let me listen this time.
Name this famous athlete that is said to have a huge picture of himself and his girlfriend over his bed at his mansion in Coral Gables, Florida.
Is this guy like playing right now?
You can't ask me questions.
No.
But if it was Carlos,
ask you questions all the time.
If it was Carlos, he could ask 50 million questions.
The answer to that question is I don't know. I don't think so.
Let me go. Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Javier, I got it wrong. I'm sorry. I hate to hang up on you like this.
No, don't hang up. Please, no.
All right. Now we'll take Mike.
I meant to say Carlos.
Mike on line two.
Hey, Mike.
Yo, what's up?
No, you can't take it. You got to put it back on hold.
Oh, hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, there you go. Hold on. Okay. This is Mike on line two.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? It's Angel. What's going on, bud?
He's from the Villages.
Hello.
I'm doing fantastic. Mike's from the Villages.
I'm horny and I'm old and I don't have time for this because I got a bunko party at 11 a.m. Let's get to the question, Rollins.
Ask him what famous athlete is said to have a huge picture of himself and his girlfriend over his bed in his mansion at Coral Gables, Florida.
See, Mike is on the up. He's quick on the uptake. So what he's done is he's turned on the radio broadcast because we normally tell our listeners, hey, while you're on hold,
turn on the radio
broadcast. So Mike is a little bit up to speed. He's probably about 18 seconds behind, quote unquote. Wink, wink.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But so he knows his guess is for the athlete who has the painting above their bed in his room.
Yeah.
Alex Rodriguez.
That is the answer. Congratulations. He's a winner. There you go.
That was going to be my guess. And I want to see it.
Let me put you on hold. You're our winner, sir. Yes, it's Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez.
I want to see it.
They have a photo of themselves.
They're beautiful people. They deserve it.
Over their bed.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, man. Why not? If I'm as good looking as Alex Rodriguez, I've tried to do that oil painting with my current wife in the Scarface pose.
Right?
I swear to God, me standing behind the chair, she's sitting in a little white, negligee.
So Alex,
like a tiger.
Alex Rodriguez isn't playing now. He owns a team, right?
No, that's Derek Jeter. Alex has
become a, believe it or not, a incredible broadcaster for Major League Baseball.
Oh.
The guy that was the the bane of Major League Baseball, the $100 million man, the dude that's all just chock full of steroids, wasn't playing the game right, everything. Now he's become the savior of broadcast Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Angel, I'm glad you brought that up because Lance Armstrong has been going out and talking up and basically going, hey, man, why are you guys cool with Alex Rodriguez, yet I'm the worst person in the world?
Lance needs to pipe down because someone else needs to make that argument for Lance, not Lance.
And I think Alex must have not as made as many enemies.
No, he did.
I know he did, but obviously the baseball community welcomed him back.
The enemies that he made were in baseball, like the industry of baseball itself, coaches and everything, as a network. For the most part,
they loved him.
ESPN has always loved him. ESPN is the one that gave him the job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is not the first time he's ever done this, by the way. Back when he was dating Kate Hudson, it said that he had two paintings of himself dressed as a centaur hanging over his bed.
That is awesome!
I'm not so cool. surprised.
That's what it says there.
I want that so bad.
That was in 2009.
Yeah, what did he do with those paintings, though? Did he just destroy those?
Well, no, it's just him. It's just him and with the Kate Hudson. Like, I would like, man.
Centaur's like half man, half horse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's,
but yeah, but he has like that oil painting with Kate Hudson. But he's not with her anymore. Now he's got J-Lo painting. So where's the Kate Hudson Centaur painting?
Storage.
Was she in the painting with
him? No,
it was just Alex.
It was just when he was dating her.
She noticed it.
She saw it.
She noticed it. She's like, what is that?
That's the ultimate like rich guy move in my head is to have that big oil painting of yourself when you walk in.
Yeah.
I want one so bad. I want right when you walk in.
Yes,
so,
Angel.
So here's the tough part about the phones being down and the way that we played the game today.
Well, we definitely can't do open phones at 8.
No, we can't do that. Yeah. And then, so typically, because you can hear the show, when the winner wins, everyone drops off the line.
Because they're still on the line. They think they have a chance.
So we've got like two guys that are still hanging there. They don't know what's going on. And I have to tell them that they're losers.
Tell them on air.
Don't say you're losers. Just say that, hey, listen,
You are not in the nick of time. You know, you're just
not quick enough.
Not quick enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So much phone drama this morning.
We got donuts, too, by the way, guys.
Oh, one guy. Oh, what?
Yeah, we got some donuts.
Well, it's time to go to break then. Time to go to break. All right, you're listening. Go watch in the morning.
Make your personal opinions about someone known to every other person who will listen.
888-978-1041.
Real Radio.
104.1. From now.
Dedicated to all the DJs and dance crews all around the world.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents to feel incredible.
Good morning, Lamont. Good morning, Over Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're also live on our YouTube channel right now. You can go to realradio.fm or monsters.fm and check us out live. On our YouTube channel all day today, another chance to win tickets for two to our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is going to be at Universal Studios on August the 4th. And we also have a couple other things to announce to you today we'll talk about. We got the skating party coming up on August the 10th.
What?
And another thing we want to tell you about, so don't go anywhere. I'm Russ Rollins along with not Dirty Jim today. What? We got Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and our special guest today is Darren Carter, the party starter, who is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. Hello, Darren.
We need him at the skate party.
I know. That's a
Darren
damn good
Carter, the party starter.
Oh, you know it, baby. Darren Carter, the party starter.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's up, man? Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
Can you roller skate?
Yes, I can. I can roller skate. And I didn't realize on my birthday, I was like, I've never gone ice skating. And I'm like, let's try it. So I took the wife and my son.
Yep.
And I didn't realize, like, if you can rollerblade and roller skate, you can ice skate.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I did it a couple times.
To some degree. You're not like, I mean, there was also like a junior hockey league. Yeah. And they were like doing all these cool moves. I'm like, I'm not there yet.
Right.
Actually, I got to be honest. I skated on my birthday like 3 years in a row, and it was really fun the first time. Very fun. The second year was pretty fun. The third year, I was like, I'm over this.
Yeah,
like,
It didn't catch you.
Once you fall, you're like, what's the point?
Where'd you grow up?
Well, In California,
okay.
Yeah.
There is no ice skating. Not a lot of ice skating in California.
Right. Yeah, it was like, but rollerblading and roller skating, you just put them on and just go.
Yeah, you never see anybody rollerblade anymore, though.
Yeah, I bet you don't make a comeback. You know what's made a comeback? Fanny packs. I'm seeing fanny packs.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a fanny pack.
Yes. They never went out in my book, I'll be honest with you.
That's hardcore.
I think they're cool as hell.
I'm like, you know what's coming back? Mullets and funny packs. You're like, oh, yeah, gee, thanks. I remember when I went to the mall and I was like, you know, I got like, I usually wear like Adidas shoes and I had like this Adidas jumpsuit, like the sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. And right when I came out, that's the thing when you get in your 40s, like people think that you stopped. They're like, they think you've been dressed like that the whole time. And this girl, she goes, oh, old school, taking it back. I'm like, taking it back? I just literally purchased this.
Just got it. Yeah. Did you have roller rinks?
Yes.
Where you were? Yeah.
Yeah. everybody skate backwards.
Yeah. We're doing one of those, like a throwback kind of thing. It should be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's August, cool. Yeah, we're doing a back to school.
With some throwback music and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And we have one of the best DJs in Orlando right there, DJ Angel of Boom. He DJs everywhere, but we have August 10th. It's a back to school skate party, and then you get supplies for the kids for back to school. It's going to be fun, man. So if you're in town, I know you normally travel every weekend probably.
Yeah. But if I'm in town, you know, hey, you never know.
You're especially because you're the party starter.
Yeah.
Like, that's your name.
Man, that's a good ass name. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's ready to so party. Great.
Darren Carter, party starter. By the way, I got to plug my podcast. It's called Pocket Party.
Oh.
Pocket Party Podcast, totally free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What do y'all do? What do y'all talk about?
Well, you know, it's great. It's so fun. Like, my son, he's 10 years old. He plays music. And I said, can you create a theme song? And, like, literally, like, I got to, you mind if I play
hell
it for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, play.
Check this out. It's about 30 seconds.
All right.
And if any of your listeners want to do a cover of it, I play the covers and I plug them on my YouTube channel and my Instagram.
Okay.
And it's
how long you had the podcast for?
I've had it for 14 episodes. So I've,
oh man, it's wow.
I put them out every week. Yeah, I used to do another one back in the day. And what's rough, as you guys know, I mean, you guys are, you know, this is a real job, so you guys are all going to be here. But if you do a podcast with a partner, there's a chance that they could be like,
they always bail.
Hey, yeah, I got something else to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because I come from the comedy world. So to me, it's great because I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? We're people are coming to our shows. And the other guy wasn't a comedian. So he's like, I don't get it.
It's a podcast is part of the comedian starter kit now, right?
Like, it's
awesome. You have to have a podcast.
Because if you just, and I remember back in the day when you would just do comedy only at night. So you're waiting around all day just to do like your time at night. And now it's like, you can stay connected through like Instagram, you know.
I think Rogan and Carolla changed the game on that.
Absolutely. So check this out. This
and
is
now
the
Tom Segura and
yes,
a bunch of guys.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember, like, you know, when we did the podcast before, like, you know, 5 years ago. But sometimes people will be like, "What's a podcast?
Oh,
I don't know
what
that is." And now I'm finding they you know they get it. It's like, you know, okay. So
your son did a song.
Son did a song, and here it is right here. Check this out.
Here we go.
Everybody listening, Darren.
Kind of sounds like Savannah.
That's great.
Sounds like Savannah.
That's really good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
How old is he?
He's 10.
And then, I wish you would have said 22.
Yeah, I know, right?
right.
He's 22. And then some guy from the Netherlands sent this in. He did like his own cover. Check this out.
Everybody listen to Darren Carter. Yeah. We all know he's the party star. If you want to listen to a podcast for free, listen to a Pocket Party.
I love it.
Is that funny?
That's the least Netherlands I've ever heard.
Right.
Netherlands.
And then this dude out of Nashville sent this in.
Everybody listen to Darren Carter. We all know he's the party starter. So if you want to listen to a podcast for free, then listen to the Pocket Party.
All right, keep going. What else you got?
I love it. I love it.
So I know every word of that song.
Yeah.
Like I said, if anybody here listens to or does music and wants me to promote him, I'll put it out there. That was Curtis Marsh. The guy before from the Netherlands is Jim Bryan Music.
I might be able to sing you an R&B version of it.
That'd be cool.
I just had an R&B album drop recently.
Waiting on Myself?
I might be able to. What? It's called Waiting on Myself.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I like that.
What makes you the party starter, dude?
You know
that's
what?
A pretty big title. Because, you know, the machine is Bert Kreischer, and he has a pedigree and a resume to back that up.
That's
so
hilarious. Well, I start parties. I don't necessarily attend them.
Right.
Like, let's go, because I'm going to go. Like, come on, man. We're going to stay up till 5, 8. No, I started. You guys go ahead.
I started the party. You guys finished.
You guys go ahead.
How long have you been doing stand-up comedy?
I started in the 1990s.
Started in
1990.
Wow. So yes. This is a man. That's a long time.
Long time. I remember, I remember back in the day, you'd go on the road, and that was it, man. You had, like, your calling cards and, like, your pocket full of quarters calling home, and then now it's like, boom, you're just right there, FaceTime.
Is it hard to get used to the changes that are in stand-up comedy?
I think for some comics it is.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating for me because I'm trying to help them out. And I'm like, dude, why are you resisting? Like, just, you know, like right now, this is great. You got the gimbal with the, you know what I mean? We're doing it. We're like, it's live.
Yeah.
People can connect. There's like a connection there, you know? And when they resist is when it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
Comics don't want to change. I'll tell you that. Every comic I talk to, like an older comic, that just been doing the road forever.
Yeah.
You're like, you got to do YouTube. You got to do Instagram. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, I put stuff up. I'm very active on my YouTube channel, DarrenCarterChannel.com. You know, it's out there. But like, it's You know, I love it because if you think the hardest part for a person, I would say, but obviously a comic, is to realize once you have the antennas up where you're like, oh, this would be a good thing. Like on the way here, you know, I walk down the hall and I do like a quick little Insta story, like sure. About to do radio, you know, just to kind of, you know, you don't want to just wait until, you know.
You got
to
perform.
I do Facebook. That's what I do, Facebook.
Oh, you know, yeah. You have those friends that are like.
Yeah, like, Facebook, yeah. Just Facebook.
So if you walked out in your front yard and you saw Mars, would you take a video of Mars just to show people?
Because, you know, it's right now at Mars. You can see Mars.
You can see Mars. It's, wow. I think it's amazing.
Can you show him the picture that you took?
Because Russ is
he took a picture this morning.
It's a video. Stop trying to make it sound like it's not a big deal.
Are you sure his 10-year-old son didn't send you that picture this morning? Before.
It's not a picture.
Russ
it is
an
a video.
Amateur.
Hold on. And if you haven't seen Mars, I mean, it's kind of cool to see.
Wow.
There you go. There's Mars.
That's very cool.
That's the real deal right
from my front yard. It's on our website at monsters.fm. But look how big it looks.
Did it look as big as the moon? Or pretty close?
No, right there to the left. That's it. There's Mars.
Wow. Oh, I was looking at the moon.
Yeah. That was the moon.
You can see Mars the moon easily.
Yeah, the moon.
It's a full
Mars tonight.
Oh. No, we had a rocket launch a couple weeks ago, and we put that on the website, and it had thousands and thousands of hits.
People are still talking about it.
Yeah. Is there anything you won't film? You won't video? You won't put up? Like, do you have personal things that you don't want to include?
Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on. I haven't thought of something yet. I'm not going to do,
I mean, like personal stuff with your family. Yeah. Is there stuff like, do you not put your kids on? Or?
Oh, yeah. No, I put my son is cool. I usually got to pre-approve it with my wife. Hey, is this cool? Usually my wife is a very private person. So I'm not really, she's not like, I want to be a social media, which is great in today's day and age. You know, like if you could find that other person that's like, you know what, you do your thing. I'll
yeah,
do
that
mine.
Means yeah. She can hold the camera.
Right. Exactly. Hey, honey, hold it. She has done that.
Yeah.
Now, what does your wife do for a living?
She grew up on a farm. So she's like a hardworking person. It's funny because me being a comic late at night and she's like an early person, like let's get up early. And, you know, so it's great. Like she'll have already run like 5 miles, walked her kid to school, done 4 loads of laundry, and I'm just waking up.
Right.
Yeah.
Does she ever look at you like, okay, listen, you know, you have a lot of downtime here. You can help out. Does she do that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She's like, all right, start this party.
You know? right.
Laundry party. Not as fun of a party.
Not as fun. I know.
What else do you have going on?
I've been married 20 years. It'll be 21 in August. And, you know, I like to tell people my wife is even-tempered. She's always mad.
Nice.
Are you guys married?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, this guy's done a bunch.
I will never do
really
that.
Good at it. You're getting really married. Getting married.
Probably. How many times are you married?
Oh, this
one.
Seven. That's not true. It's not seven. It's only five. But
yeah,
you know, that means the first 4 times I figured out what I didn't want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've been married almost 11 years.
11. Up. I think I said 11 times.
But. No. Just same years. Girl. Same, but one kid as well.
How did you guys meet?
She sold me beer at an arena football game. Very romantic.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
How'd you meet your wife?
I met her at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, really?
At the Hollywood Improv, yeah.
So, is she a comedian?
No. She grew up on a farm, and she'd come into L.A. to watch shows and hang out with her family, and then we met, and turns out we were from near the same hometown.
Oh, nice.
And, we dated, and 10 months later, we got married, and we're still married. Like I said, it'll be 21 years. We have a 10-year-old
son.
Wow. Yeah. Let me ask you this. With the 5 wives, how did you meet them? Did it progress, like, with technology? Like, was the first couple, like, you met in real life, and then... You started meeting him on apps, or
kinda.
Yes, dude.
My wife now. I met her with Match.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. The other ones. One was a swing girl in Mako's.
Yeah, and the first girl, I think you gave her your varsity jacket.
Yeah,
technology has advanced as far as the
varsity system. Jacket.
Hey, you're the baddest babe in school. Now you're a real baddest.
Yeah,
babe.
That was right out of high school. That was That's true. My wife now met her through Match.com, and it was, you know, it was great because I think we knew a lot more about each other because of all the, you know, you had like a stats sheet.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
like, okay, this guy's been through a lot. Can we work with this one? All right, let's see what we can do. Is the analytics look good on this guy?
Yeah. Right.
His profile just says badass.
Hey, so when you come to Orlando, does your family want to come with you? Because, it's Orlando. We get to go visit
no.
the
Right. Because we live in LA and we have like, you know, and even though it might be better out here as far as like, you know, Disneyland and Universal, but we literally live like three exits from, you know. Yeah. So it's not like, it's not like we're from Wichita, Kansas. Let's go. But yeah. So, and actually it's better because then I can just focus on work, you know, do radio in the morning, do all that kind of stuff. And then at night do my shows. I'm not like.
And then you're out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how I'd be too.
Yep. Yep, superhero.
You seem like a really nice person.
You do seem like you have a very good nature about you too. Most of these comedians are just dirtbags.
you look over at Ryan Holmes, yeah.
But you get a feel for people as they come in here. As you can tell, we're not the type of radio show where like do your bits.
Since
you've been doing it for like 20 years, okay.
Can I just say? I'm sorry. Hold that thought real quick. I have to say this. It's so funny you say that because my friend, you know. No, this is a 3-hour different time zone, but he just sent me some message on Instagram last night. He goes, it's so funny. He goes, I keep going back because we were in the green room on Wednesday at a show. And he goes, you're looking at videos of your son because my son went to Costco and he's like playing the piano. It's pretty funny. And
that's cool.
He played like whatever the hot song is now by Camila Cabello.
Oh, yeah.
Havana.
And he played it on the piano?
Yeah. It's on my Instagram, I think, or maybe not, on the Insta stories. But he's like, he's on the piano at Costco. And I was just looking at that going, that's so cool. And so my friend wrote me a message. He goes, I got to change my life. He goes, because you're in the green room looking at videos of your son. He goes, and I'm looking at like skanks on Instagram. You know, and it's funny. It's like, I think people become obsessed with that, like staring at their phone, like swiping on Bumble and Tinder.
Intentionally, it's done so because they know exactly the little things that your eye likes to see because they literally are curating the perfect stream for you.
I have single friends that are like surrounded by beautiful women or potential mates, and they're just like looking at their phones. It's like, dude, like
it is crazy, man. Way the world.
People can see you all weekend long at the Improv.
Yes, Improv. Check me out on Instagram, Official Darren Carter. Podcast is called Pocket Party, and I'm on Twitter. All that good stuff.
Very good. Well, thank you for coming in, Darren. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Remember, coming up very soon, another chance to win tickets for two to our Universal Studios show, where it's going to be the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. You can do it on our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Real Radio 104.1. Radio
104.1. What a time of a happy morning. Real Radio 104.1. Brad Guy's live at iHeartRadio, and we are live on our YouTube channel. And you could have heard that discussion we just had.
Why is everybody being so mean today?
You know, nobody's being mean.
Here's the thing. I came in here with the power of gospel music this morning. And you guys are trying to crush my dreams, but I ain't going to let you.
Nobody crushing your dreams. Will you stop it?
See you later, hater.
Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Ryan Holmes and Savannah all here today on this beautiful Friday. And will the phones be working for Bert Kreischer to call? Or
You know what?
We don't know.
Let's try this right now. Hold on.
All right.
Spilled your Jameson.
It sounds like you spilled a bottle of Jameson.
All right, jerks, before people really believe I'm in here drinking, it's a cell phone holder. It's made out of metal. I don't have liquor in the master control.
Why are you drinking out of a cell phone holder?
Everything in here, Angel, today is hate.
Oh,
and
and
negativity. So next week, I'm coming in there with you.
I'm an angel. Ryan Holmes, the hate starter. That's where I'm at.
407. What's the phone? 917.
Yo, are you going to call me?
1041.
Oh, cool.
Okay, on the show. Angel, do a bit.
Do a voice.
Do a voice.
Do the voice of a giant.
Cheeky. What's the frog from Puerto Rico?
A pokey.
Wait, someone's calling.
A pokey.
Okay, do Jose the pokey frog.
A pokey.
Hi, I want to talk to Russ. Okay, hold on. Let me put you on hold.
Let's see if it works. Okay.
Angel's cool.
Can I take it?
Let's see.
All right, here you go. Take it.
Hey, pokey the frog.
Hey, this is Russ. Who's this? It's still not working.
Phone's
not working, Darren. Is this Kiki Nicole?
Oh, he's going off. He's doing a bit. If you can see it on.
It's not up. All right.
Oh, man.
Did you just hang up on that dude?
I did.
That's wrong.
He's a hardcore fan.
Sorry about that. And I've had hardcore fans sending me emails. Someone sent me an email about how, his mother-in-law died and his dog left and everything. Can I get free tickets to the Universal show? No! You got to win them on the air like
hey,
everybody
man,
else.
Let
I'm
me
sorry.
Get them tickets. My grandma just passed.
Hey, Ryan Holmes, the cotton candy starter.
Yeah.
Did you make a song today?
Yeah, it'll become
that's old school. Remember when people used to come in here and make songs?
Yeah, that was when people used to really work in here besides just sitting around thinking they're fancy.
Well, now Carlos has an assistant that brings donuts.
Isn't that nice?
I can see why you could do this now. You can't even phone it in today, though.
No.
The phones don't work.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Professional iHeartRadio business right here.
What song did you do?
It'll be coming up, but it's from Savannah's new album.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, no, man.
Oh, did you already send it to Angel? Can we hear it now?
I thought I did.
Oh.
You play it through your phone. It works really well through the phone.
He can't send it because the phones are down. And our plug into the wall internet here is not going to support that.
I got a song my seven-year-old made. Can I get to play it real quick?
No.
All right, whatever.
Okay, whatever.
You guys are rude.
Savannah, now I know what you mean.
You see, and it was the whole break. It was the whole
What?
I'm so glad that I got this room in here to protect me from all
I'm
of that.
I'm saying.
I wondered why you sat behind the glass. It's to protect yourself from the animosity.
You can't hear my song. We can't answer phone calls. The Wi-Fi's shoddy. We're
what
just talking to
on?
Ourselves.
No.
Yeah, is going out? Is this being
Can anybody even hear us
if
right now?
If you're in your car and you hear us, say, I hear you.
No, everybody just honk their horn.
Honk your horn if you're on I-4, and maybe the vibration will make it over here.
It's like we're stuck in a little our own little room by ourselves. But we are live on our YouTube channel, by the way. You can go to Monsters.fm and a YouTube channel, and someone's going to win tickets to the Universal show, which is coming up very soon. And our skate party. If you want to come to our skate party, it's going to be the Monster Back to School Skate Party. Happening on August the 10th.
Yeah, man.
You guys are excited about that, right?
I'm super excited about it. I love skating. I know a bunch of people haven't been to the skating rink. But August 10th is the night. It's a Friday night. Bring your kids. Bring school supplies. And it goes to a gift for teaching. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited because 3 years ago for my birthday, I ice skated.
Yes.
And it was a good time. And then the year after that, I ice skated. And it was an okay time.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I ice skated. And it was all right.
Cool story, bro.
Listen.
Cool story, bro.
Stop
next
it.
Next Wednesday night.
That's not even right.
Next Wednesday night, we should all go and practice skate. Yeah. I'm going next Wednesday night to practice skate.
Oh, see, I'm going total confidence just remembering that I knew how to skate as a child. And I'm just going full bore right into it.
That'll work.
Well, I just saw a recent video of myself skating to Apple Bottom Jeans, and I'm thinking I need to practice.
Savannah.
No, you looked good. You did well.
No, she didn't.
That was awful.
She
was
for me, that was superstar status.
Russ was like, man,
she can really skate.
Like, Nancy McPhee. famous gold medal skaters. you didn't look that good. You looked a little nervous, but your hand movement was good. You were going up about it, and you went back and forth this.
Now, were you trying to keep your balance when you were doing that?
No, I was dancing.
Oh, you were
dancing. That was skate dancing.
But you got your skates. I got my skates. I will be practicing this Wednesday at Astro Skate. That's where the party is at on August 10th with me. Carlos B.
I'm excited about that because the guy that owns it used to work with me at Party World.
Uh-huh.
And I've known him for a long time, and I haven't seen him in forever. So,
cool. He's excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Joe Valley's a great, great guy. So I'm looking forward to it. It's Astro Skate, and we're going to be doing this on August the 10th.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. I listened to the Jets on the way here this morning. I got a crush on you.
Nice.
Yep, I'm ready. I'm going to sing so loud at this skate party.
I hope you do. You know what? You can do that. When you're on that skating rink, you can actually just be with the music. You can flow. You can listen to the old tunes, and you're just in your head.
Sing as loud as you want to.
It's so loud that you can sing loud as hell. Nobody's going
to
bother you.
You always sing as loud as you want to, though, Savannah. You never change.
What? See? Do you hear this, Angel? I know you're working
He's
on
busy.
Getting the phones working. But... there's a lot of hate in this room today. I'm not really feeling you guys.
There really isn't.
Yeah.
We're just noticing that you're always loud, and a lot of people have to be told to sing louder. You don't have to be told to sing louder.
Mm-hmm. Like that girl at the beginning of Sister Act 2. She was nervous, right?
Because
they were going to do Oh Happy Day.
Yeah.
She was nervous.
Oh,
Whoopi Goldberg was like, go ahead, girl. And she was like, Oh, happy day.
Yeah, I need to sing louder.
And then she was like, come stand up here with me. Thank you for knowing the song. And then the girl was like, Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
And then she was like, when Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
My sins away. Oh, happy day.
Yeah, she got, dead she got louder. Yeah.
Man, that's dead on. That's Lauryn Hill's part. And man, you sound just like Lauryn Hill. Yeah. Man,
and you,
crazy.
You used to sing in church, right?
Oh, yeah. I was a soloist.
I was the loudest. They always said, it's made in the loudest angel choir singer.
Isn't that what your dad would always say to you? Like, why
you guys sing so loud?
And I say, I'm trying to have Jesus hear me.
I am. I'm trying to get the energy in this room up about the positivity. It's Friday. We can all walk. We got to drive here. We got free food. So it's amazing.
Scientifically, I'm just trying to figure out, why do you think Savannah is so loud? Have you ever had your ears?
Because everyone around me is stupid.
Have you had your ears checked? Like, I wonder if you hear yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe
you're a little deaf.
No, I hear myself.
And you talk loud.
Bitch, I'm going to slap you right in your jowls. Whoa.
Wow. What are you
about? That's not where I was going. I corrected myself.
What?
Stop.
What? I'm asking a serious question. Yeah, like, why are you louder than other people? I think maybe it's not your fault. Maybe you don't hear yourself.
Because I look like I look.
Okay. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Because you're so fly?
Are you Jenny from the block?
What do you mean? What do you mean you look like you look?
The way that I look, lots of times people don't listen to what I'm saying because they're very busy just looking at what I look like.
Oh.
What does that mean?
They're
Explain.
Too busy admiring the merchandise. They don't want to read the manual.
I mean, you're hard to miss, Savannah. You're 6 foot tall, blonde. It's not like...
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. So people don't take me seriously often enough.
Because you're fly.
And like...
I take that ass serious, though.
Oh, see?
I love Angel.
Yeah,
I love Angel. So anyways, I feel like sometimes I have to be a little more assertive and aggressive as a woman in both industries that I'm working in. People don't tend to take me seriously or know that I am a comedic genius.
So in what situation do you think that you don't have to be loud, where you need to be soft-spoken?
When I'm home.
I just whisper at home.
I don't believe.
I'm quiet as a baby mouse.
I don't think you're quiet then either.
Hey, lizard, don't you go eating my beef and cheddar from Arby's. That's for me this night. Hey, Butters, don't you go changing Netflix. I know you want to watch that new home on cartoons.
Eat them claws off that new keyboard.
I'm a little baby.
I don't think you're loud then either. Soft there.
No, I am.
You are?
I am. Mm. I don't talk to very many people.
Okay, but if you're not talking, that doesn't mean you're talking softly.
I bet you even in her head it's loud. It's like, you want to go outside now, don't you? Yes, I do.
In her head. Your head voice is very loud. I would love to hear what, because everybody sounds different in their own head.
Oh,
I would love to hear what you sound like in your head, if there was a way to make that happen.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
I sound beautiful.
I'm doing a test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hotline, are you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. I agree that Savannah is a comedic genius.
Oh, there you go. Nice, Simon.
There you go.
Simon, I love you. You're the best caller of the day.
Oh, we got to fix.
Well, good. We got to fix. So that means
we got some goop on the line or something.
If Bert Kreischer calls, we can talk to him. That's good.
Machine.
Or is Spooge on the line?
Oh, that's from the Friday nights.
Ryan?
That's from Donuts.
Put him on the glass.
Yeah, put him on the glass.
All right. Ryan, put him on the glass.
So, how'd you guys meet your wives?
You'll never know. You'll never know.
Man, all you guys are still good. Man, I've been gone for 12 minutes and you're still doing this?
I tried twice to get you back in the conversation while you were fixing
Holy
the phone.
Smoke,
actually,
come on.
While you were gone, we were discussing why Savannah's so loud because she's very, very loud.
Do you think she's loud?
And I think she might have some hearing problems and she doesn't know that she talks as loud as
she's
does.
She's like right there, dude, and you're going to say this to her face?
She knows that we just talked about it.
Honestly, do you have her mic turned down just a little bit more than everybody else's?
No.
It's at -5.
See, the thing is, I get really excited about stuff. Yeah. I'm not like y'all. I'm not a loser. Well, no. I get excited about stuff.
Oh, no, that's negativity. Just so you know.
You're exactly. Yeah, well, you brought it upon yourself saying I was deaf.
Well, I'm a choir girl.
I also said you were fly.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, take this sign language right here.
Oh, damn. That is some negativity.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
I try to be nice. I try to sing gospel. All you guys want to do is pick on me. Like, if that's what you want to do, fine. I'll just go hang out with angel.
She's feeling all confident because she got the new Kim Kardashian waist trainer.
No, I did not. I would never get anything from Kim Kardashian.
You're wearing a waist trainer right now.
I don't even like her.
What's a waist trainer?
At all.
It's a thing that makes your hips real tiny. You see all these chicks now, they have this tiny ass little waist. It's old school, what do they used to do in medieval days?
Girdle.
And it shrinks. It's crazy. But then it just makes, it's a gigantic hourglass. But then when you just pull a little string, it's like.
Now, I did not know such thing existed, but I will definitely look into it now.
I was about to say, it's the newest thing. I mean, it's not the newest thing. A lot of chicks are doing it. But I try
to wear Spanx one time, but Spanx. I get too hot.
Oh, well, if you think Spanx are hot, waist trainers are even hotter from what I hear.
When you say too, like, they make you sweat, it's like it's.
No, I just sweat. I mean, I just get too hot. I can't have that on. That's too many clothes.
But your clothes will look a little better.
That's all right. You sure? I just like to wear my overalls. I ain't worried about
that's
that.
That's true.
My overalls.
Exactly.
Anyways, I don't need to try to find a man or nothing like that.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you in my segment, maybe.
Maybe a little tease. Oh, are you saying maybe you've been out in the market?
I'm saying mind your business while you're telling me I look busted and you don't know I might be going out with somebody.
Who said you look busted?
Russ said that.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I said you look fly.
You said you can't dance because I'm the preacher in Footloose and you look busted.
He's like, you don't hear anything I say.
Mm-mm, I don't.
If you weren't so loud, I would invite you to have a glass of Ménage à Trois wine.
Really?
Because it's the only one I drink. Cut to a picture of Russ's.
You know, I never said that.
You said it like 50 times.
I never said it's the only wine I drink.
As a matter of fact, you pulled the front of your shorts up right when you said it.
I never did that.
You had a couple bottles yesterday.
You say things so many times, people think I said it.
I know, it's crazy.
No.
Even you.
I know. You think you said it.
I actually do it to you and Savannah. I do it to both of you.
Oh, my God.
Ménage à Trois is a good wine.
It is a great wine. And it's the only wine I drink. All right. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Yeah. Woo! August 10th, baby. Monster Skate Party.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. Bring some notebook paper.
I love dancing.
If you're watching our YouTube channel, those of you that are, you get to catch conversations we have during the break. And I totally had forgotten that we were on YouTube.
You know what I love?
I just forgot we were on YouTube, and we just said some stuff that probably is.
The crew that's in YouTube, and you see them all the time, all the Thetis and Lokis and Patrick and Vinny's and Rita's and Tanya's and Gump's. And looking at the line here. They try and keep it in-house, man. They hear us saying, they're laughing, but they're not out there, you know, spreading our business. Now, it is on YouTube where the whole world can see
That's right. And you can go to it by going to monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm and check it out. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah, Ryan Holmes here. And we have a guest in today who's got one of the coolest names.
He really does.
Brad Justice.
How you doing?
Hello, Brad Justice. Brad? How you doing?
Good, good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So you grew up here in Central Florida?
Yes, sir. Went to Edgewater High School.
No way! Mm-hmm. Awesome. When did you graduate?
Oh, you're my best friend forever!
Oh, my God!
I'm Edgewater High School all the way, yeah.
My parents graduated in 1980.
Oh, okay.
And I graduated in 2001.
I'll be damned. So I graduated in 83.
I could have. Mm-hmm. I might have Frenched your mom.
No.
Oh, wow.
In 80, I was probably still at Lockhart Junior High School.
You guys have a lot
80,
in common.
And 83.
Yeah.
So,
hold on. Grew up in Kingswood.
Oh, yeah, really? So
yep,
did I.
Yep. Okay.
And what do you do on the side?
What street? Bonerville.
No. Yeah!
I told you I'd work it. No, the true story. I really did Baltimore.
Bravo, oh, Baltimore.
Boner Pill Street.
I was Alfred Drive.
Yeah, 1204 Baltimore.
Boner Pill Street. We've never even said Boner Pill Street.
I'll be damned.
He's a hard.
I promised him I would work it in.
That's
somehow.
Fine. That's okay. All right. I'm used to it. It's okay.
Did you guys see how his shoulders just dropped when he said that?
I know, Russ is so excited.
He's like, oh.
He's good,
no, I thought he was really from Kingswood, but you were.
No, legit, swear to God.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because there's no Boner Pill Drive. I know that for sure.
I would have lived on there.
I would have known Boner Pill Drive.
I would have had an old money mansion on Boner Pill Hill. But it's a hard life on Boner Pill Drive.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah, Beatrice. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So anyway, now you are like the president of a company that handles Walker Stalker. Is that correct?
Yeah, vice president. There's a couple of us. I'm over fan experience. There's people over different divisions. But my main job is we started. It was literally a group of five people. My friend sold his law firm here and was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they went and saw The Walking Dead be filmed and said, oh, I bet we could put on a convention. And that's how it happened.
And it's one of the biggest conventions in the South, right?
Yeah,
in the world.
We're the largest traveling Walking Dead convention in the world. There's nobody that even remotely comes close to what we do with Walking Dead.
Wow.
It's the big boy. If you get on the convention circuit, and especially with Walking Dead, you want to get on a Walker Stalker because that's like your concentrated Walker fans, and they go nuts, man. And not everybody gets on there.
Yeah. So who all is going to be at Walker Stalker?
Ooh, at all the different shows. I mean, in Atlanta, we have everybody that's on the show. But at this one, we have Kari Payton, Cooper Andrews, Ross Marquand. Yeah. We have Carlos. Woo! Carlos is going to be there. Super excited about that.
Yeah.
But I guess the main thing that, because all the shows are different, we have different actors and actresses come to each one. But from when we started, it was literally that group of five people that kind of knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes ours so special is literally just a group of friends that get to put on a convention every month. It is, I hope you can come out and see it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, is the focus only on The Walking Dead, or do you do other comic book things as well?
Good question. So we do a bunch of different things. We have Walker Stalker Con, that's this show. We have Heroes and Villains Fan Fest, which is like superheroes. You'd be more interested in that.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I'm writing a comic book now.
Jolly Jane.
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
And, you knew about Jolly Jane and Boner Pills. Yeah. You guys are best friends.
I don't take Boner Pills. Stop it.
I listen every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
So testing a little too much there, Russ.
So that would be something like maybe next year when the book is out, something I could go to.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. That'd be cool.
So for that one, we're actually partners with Stephen Amell, who plays the Green Arrow. He's partners with us, and we do Gotham, Green Arrow,
ooh, Gotham's great.
The Flash, Wonder Girl, or what's that, Supergirl?
Supergirl, yeah.
Yeah. That guy, what's his name, Stephen?
Stephen Amell.
That guy crushes it. People love that dude. I've never seen the show, but he has one of the biggest fan followings. He's up there with Norman and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I mean, from what I've seen and hear, and I hear he's a real good guy.
So Brad, what was the attendance of Walker Stalker like last year?
Ooh, in Atlanta, I think Atlanta's our big show. That's the first one we ever did. So that's like our homecoming. I think we had maybe 75,000-80,000 people.
80,000 people.
Insane. Yeah, over the weekend. We had probably about, I'd say, 20 on Friday and 30,000 on Saturday and 30 on Sunday. Yeah, it's a big one.
And you know, how long will people wait in line for your Negans and your Daryls of the world?
Forever.
Yeah, like literally what, 10 hours, 8 hours?
Yeah. So when my wife and I started this, because she works for the company too, we were not fans of the TV show. We were just helping our friend do this thing.
Yeah.
So the whole, like, Savannah and I were talking about fandom out there and how long will people wait. We're standing there going, what are people doing? I think I'm more a fan of all the fans that come to the events
than you are the show.
Dude, people will dress up, buy authentic T-shirts from the show. They look exactly like the characters.
Will anybody dress up like Carlos's character, do you think?
Oh, I've already seen him.
You've seen him?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah, they tag you on Instagram, and you know they'll make a whole Kingdom crew.
What's your character's name again?
Alvaro.
Alvaro.
And so they'll do a whole Kingdom crew. I'm like, hey, look, I'm Alvaro. I'm Diane or whatever.
And you know what? In Orlando, I'm sure people will.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man.
I will.
Dress up like you
and come out.
So Walker Stalker, is it coming here to Orlando?
Yep, we'll be here next weekend. Is it the... It's after your skate thing.
Yes, it's actually, yeah. So, no, that's right, because I think a couple of my buddies are going to come out that are going to be at Walker Stalker. I'm not going to say 100% that Kari and Cooper are going to be there, but that's Friday night is a skate night, and then that weekend right next to it is Walker Stalker.
Because I want to go to that.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
So
there.
We build the whole show ourselves. We can't hire companies to do it, so we just turn on music, and we build the whole show ourselves. So that night, I'll be building.
Where's it going to be?
At the Orange County Convention Center.
Oh, man, yeah, that's huge, yeah.
Oh, and I guess I got to say, go to walkerstalkercon.com if you need to buy tickets. That's where you can buy tickets. Oh, we have a party. We have an after party Saturday night.
Yeah. I'm going to that.
Dude, my buddy Moshi throws the baddest parties ever. It's so much fun.
All right. And
when do people dress up to go to the party?
Oh, yeah. And this is like, it's a comedy dance party, I guess. We did one in London with, it was Ross and Chernor. And it was like this idea we just threw together. And two of the actors got up on stage. And dude, they just like you guys, they just skit and throw stuff around. And in the middle, they play music. And it's the most fun I've ever had.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's better than like regular dance parties.
No, so how many booths will be at Walker Stalker this year?
Oof, I should call my wife. I don't know.
Around about. I mean, like 150?
Yeah. Probably about 100 vendors. So we have vendors that sell everything. We have people that make custom fangs. Our friend Chris 51, he has an actual tattoo booth.
Oh.
With about 8 tables, we do live tattoos. We're filming a reality show on that, so you might even be able to be on TV.
Yeah, the memorabilia stuff is really cool. You got hardcore Walking Dead stuff, and then it kind of splinters off into a bunch of different things,
everything,
right?
Comics, posters, T-shirts. We have a guy that makes custom fangs that mold your teeth. I mean, whatever you want, you can.
Isn't it amazing? Because, you know, I've been this year to, what's it called here in Orlando?
MegaCon.
Yeah.
And just to see the amount of people that are so into this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it is like, it is kind of surprising, isn't it? Yeah.
Can I get a funnel cake with Carlos's face on it?
Hell yeah.
So I can eat his face?
Hell yeah.
That's a good idea. Like the people that make the pancakes?
Yeah.
I wonder if they could find a funnel cake guy that could make
Walking Dead people. It's Ryan. Ryan can make any food.
Any food?
Oh, are you Ryan?
Funnel cake bonanza.
The hot dog guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, the Cuban hot dog guy, that's him.
Yeah. I want to hang out with him. He sounds super interesting.
Yeah, he's really kick-ass with cotton candy, too.
And
kettle corn king.
Yeah. We should go ice skating sometime.
He does a little bit of everything, for God's sake.
I love it.
So how many years have you been doing Walker Stalker?
Five and a half, maybe almost 6 years.
Man.
Yeah.
Have you got, and they're hardcore, well, Brad is not as much as, like, I think James Frazier is the head, right? And they take pictures with the guys every year. I see the stuff you guys post.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
So James is the one. Him and my wife went to Brantley. They grew up together.
Oh, they went to Brantley?
Yeah.
Really? Oh,
dude,
so
many people.
Tordy.
So the owner, the president of the company, they both went to Brantley. There's a lot of people from Orlando. But James, that's the one who, he had a law firm here and sold it.
Oh, okay.
And he was super into like comic books. I had no idea. Like he's got all comic tattoos, all this stuff. I didn't know. And he's the one who actually started it. He's got like all kinds of collector stuff in his house.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Where I'm like, okay, I need to catch up on this TV show because we're going to meet all these people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it 20 years ago, it was not cool to like any of this stuff.
No.
I mean,
no.
But now with the conventions.
Oh, it's changed it so much.
Right, you're a lifer? Is that what this is?
I'm telling you, I'm a lifer.
I've been in a nerd stuff.
I've been a nerd since 83, you know? And,
no, but that's cool now.
Yeah, nerd is
that's
cool.
That's cool. And when you hang out in this subculture, like kind of the, I guess the rumor that all these people had, like all these nerds, they're no fun.
Yeah.
Dude, the people that come to our convention that you would consider nerd. Party, funny, the funniest people I've ever met. Instead of they're like, hey, yo, let's go drink some beers, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in the convention circuit is super
it's
fun.
It's basically what I've seen is just like a sports team. You've had all these people, including myself, cheer for your sports team for years, and it was totally cool to get dressed up and go to the game. And then there's a bunch of people who are fans of TV and comics, and they were like, well, we don't get to do anything. So every con is a game to them, and they come dressed up in their favorite team gear, and they want to meet the people that are part of it. And it's grown to I'm very thankful for it, you know, because it's helped me a lot, and I'm thankful for every single person that comes up and says, hey.
Yeah,
I'm
excited to have you there.
Man, I appreciate you guys asking me out to be there, and I think it's going to be a good-ass time.
And if people want to get tickets, how do they get tickets?
They go to walkerstalkercon.com.
Oh, very good. Brad, thanks.
Thanks,
it's nice to meet you, man.
It's so great to meet you.
I appreciate you coming in, and when we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos, the number one and number two song in all the land, so you know what's hot and what's cool. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Sweet summer.
If you're not watching on YouTube during our breaks, shame on you. We just got into a huge fight.
Oh, my
fight.
Goodness. I am so uncomfortable right now.
That wasn't a real fight. That was a play fight.
If that was a
relax
play
over
fight.
There. You look all nervous, Ryan Holmes. Oh.
Yeah, it's like my childhood all over again.
Ryan, you can't get nervous about such nonsense.
Ryan, sometimes I like stirring her up and getting her mad at me.
I know, it's just fun.
So I can get her to yell at me, and then I sit back.
If you're on YouTube, you're missing out if you're not, because that was hilarious.
See, now your new nickname is Mumble Mouth, because you're over there mumbling like somebody's grandpa.
No,
we were trying to talk to the YouTube people.
I was trying to prove that you're deaf, and that's the reason you're so loud all the time. Loud. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos B.
Yo.
Ryan Holmes.
Yeah.
Savannah, the Gator Entertainer.
Everybody on the YouTube chat says we need more church songs.
And now it's time for Angel Rivera, the Angel of Boom, to bring you the ones and twos.
Yes.
Number one and number two song in all the land, so we know what is happening and what is cool. And remember, Angel Show tonight, what the hell's Angel listening to, is on from 10 until midnight.
Ones and Twos brought to you by my great friends over there at Slow and Low Barbecue. They have two locations, Cocoa Beach and Vieira. On your way to the beach or on your way out to the coast, stop at one of the locations, get fueled up for your beach day, or on your way home, get charged up before you make that drive back to Orlando, right? Or if you already live out there, then you got it. It's pretty easy. It's the perfect place to hang out by the beach. It's Slow and Low Barbecue. Joel and Nicole, independent, small business owners, and they're doing it. Go do me a favor. Like their Instagram page, Slow_Low Barbecue, and they actually are doing a little mini poll. What's your favorite dish that they have out there? Go out and vote. And let me
vote for their ribs. And we have a lot of places that we love here in town. There's a lot of barbecue people that we're friends with that we know. Of course, Porky's Barbecue. Love those guys. Steve, a great guy. Bubba Lou's. Boo. Love Boo. But every different place has different things I love. But out of all of them, man, the ribs at Slow and Low are my favorite ribs.
Burnt ends. I would eat
a pile of those right now.
So I'll tell you what my go-to move is when I go to Slow and Low Barbecues. I'll sit at the bar and I'll just order all that. Like their appetizers are great too.
Yeah.
And then I'll order like a plate of the burnt ends with just a bunch of variety of their different appetizers.
Yeah.
So definitely get out there, check them out. And Joel and Nicole, love you guys. Thank you so much.
What are you doing, Savannah? What are you doing?
I love Joel and Nicole, too.
I'm just looking at myself because I'm pretty.
No, I got a sesame seed stuck in my teeth. Why do you got to be like this today?
What are you talking about? You're grinning into the camera. It looks funny.
Angel.
I'm sorry.
It's going on through the breaks. It's going. The hate in this room
there's
is
no,
so high up.
It's no hate.
There's no hate.
You should have been in here last break.
That's not indicated by the texters. whatever the hell it is that y'all are talking in
the
there.
The chat room knows what's up.
All right, so we're going to run it down ones and twos. I use iTunes for this because it's kind of reflective. There's more movement on this than, let's say, the Billboard charts and whatnot because it's based off of sales and whatnot.
Okay.
Or what's actually going on in the real world. So, for example, coming in at the number two song, and it's not going to be surprising.
I just want to cave and I don't want to fight. I try. Just hold me. I'm lonely.
I thought this would be number one, I thought.
So sorry, I'm not sober anymore.
Ugh.
And Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry, I'm not sober.
Okay, listen.
So that's Demi Lovato with a song that she dropped. It's called Sober.
That's Demi Lovato.
It is a cry for help.
It's kind of haunting that this song was released a couple months ago, and then she's where she's at right now.
Yeah, so she had she overdosed, right?
Well, so it all depends on what. I mean, there's conflicting reports. There are some that were saying that it was heroin. There's other reports now recently that it was crystal meth. Whatever the situation is, it seems like it's a young lady that's in distress right now.
And she was sober for what, 6 years?
Something like that.
Something like 6 years, and then she puts the song out, and then about 3 weeks after she puts the song out, she has the overdose.
It's really impressive that, like, normally when something like this would happen to someone, people would be like, oh, he don't care, that's selfish, blah, blah, blah. But it's so great that we've grown as a culture and humanity has grown into, like, okay, let's all be there for her. Like, relapses do happen.
That's
people
a great
do
point.
Have problems. It's such a better world but probably only in that regard.
You know, coming from somebody who quit alcohol at a young age, and I would say like in my early 20s, man, then you grow up and then you feel more confident. And you're like, well, I can handle this. Now, it wasn't in a heroin or a crystal meth, which is obviously extreme. So you get older and more mature and you go, oh, well, I can do it. And then you fall again. And it's about picking yourself back up. And I wish the best for Demi because she seems like a great person.
16 years in November since I drank.
She did not die, by the way.
16
years?
16 years in November.
Congrats. All right, so that's number two song. And that's, again, Demi Lovato with Sober. Coming in at number one, an artist that Russ loves.
What are you mad at me for?
What's this, Angel?
Hold on a second. Are you guys on the Wi-Fi over there?
On the Wi-Fi?
On the Wi-Fi. I'm on the Wi-Fi.
I'm on the Wi-Fi.
I'm on the Facebook. Are you on the YouTube? I'm on the Netflix.
What is this?
Are you on Crackle?
Can you walk up there?
Oh, is this the song?
There we go.
Oh, this is the Kiki shuffle?
Get back in your car! Get back in your car!
Let's see if I even remember it. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many things.
Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you.
Oh,
you
and I need you. You're not on YouTube. And I'm down
for you. Are you remembering this? You remember this?
No, I remember them doing
the
this.
The last month they've been doing this every time I play.
I know, but I don't remember them mentioning that you get out of your car and you let your car drive itself. That part would have been interesting. This song is annoying.
Breaking the rules.
I hate that song.
Why do you hate it so much?
That's number one.
It sounds like he's mumbling. I don't know what he's saying.
Stupid mumble rappers.
Mumble rapper.
You're the one to talk, mumble mouth.
I'm not mumble mouth.
Dude, you've been mumble mouthing all day.
He's checking to see if you're deaf.
All right, so coming
in. I was checking to see if you were deaf.
We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to country music. Coming in at number two.
Because it's still burning.
Now this is music.
Everybody's
if
in the
you're
show.
Gonna break my heart, just break.
I do like this song.
If you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make this fast.
Make the sandwich right now.
If you ever learn.
You'll make that sandwich.
All right, this is you'd make a sandwich. That's the song.
That's a hit.
I'm changing it.
Brett Young with Mercy. And then coming in at number one, the song doesn't seem to want to go away.
Not this stupid, simple song.
It's just that simple. S-I-M-B. Really simple as can be. It's just that simple. S-I-M-B. Really simple as can be.
I used to live on Instagram.
I tried to go to the store, but I fell in the creek.
I don't really like that.
I do not either. And for those of you who hate country music, I don't blame you for hating this one.
I tried to drink some water out the jug, but my tongue got stuck.
That's who I think wrote this song.
T-U-C-K, stuck.
Honestly, I totally get it, everybody. You know what? If this is an example of country music, I can see people going, this is stupid. I'm like, yeah, it is.
You know what's confusing? Overalls. Real confusing.
I like to sing, but I hate spelling.
All right, we're going to keep it moving.
The spelling part that throws me off, I think.
You think you could do the Kiki challenge to this song, right?
I don't think I could. No.
I don't want to.
All right, coming in at number two, we're going to go to rock, metal. And then you guys know that in this category, it's my selections because these people don't know how to choose. Coming in at number two.
Okay, this is Angels.
I like it.
You know that life is a set. I leave the pocket and no pretender. You give as good as you get.
Hell yeah, it's bad.
It's the
second. No, it's the second release, second single off of Judas Priest.
Oh, Judas Priest.
That Judas Priest album is ridiculous. It's called Firepower. This track is called No Surrender, and it is as phenomenal a metal rock album that's out there.
Wow. And it's not like they tried to say, okay, we got to sound different because it's 2018. That's Judas Priest. I mean, and they just...
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
It is a really good album, guys. If you get a chance, check it out. So that's Judas Priest, No Surrender. And again, it's from the album Firepower.
Okay.
Coming in at number one. And this guy's doing a first solo album from him.
Is it D-Snider? No?
It is not D-Snider.
It's not D-Snider. Okay.
I don't even know this lyrics, Liz. I just love it.
Oh. Is it Red Hot Chili Peppers?
This is Tom Morello.
Oh,
that sounds just like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
If you're familiar with Rage Against the Machine,
yeah.
If you're familiar with what's the band he did? Coaches with
Audioslave,
thank you. This is the lead guitarist from those bands.
Okay. It's pretty cool. It's different, huh?
Yeah, so this is Tom Morello. The album is called The Atlas Underground. This track is called Battle Sirens, and it features electronic act Knife Party. So it's a collaboration with them. Knife Party, yeah.
So my kind of party.
Friday Knife Party,
yeah.
So this is Tom Morello, and definitely check that out. And then I got a little something new for you guys.
Oh, something new, okay.
This is just burning. This is hot on the streets.
Hot on the streets.
It's a remix, and I just got an MP3 shot to me. I need to play this for you guys, okay. See what you think.
It's hot on the streets.
Okay. Hot on the streets.
Oh, yeah. New Savannah.
Savannah Mom, B-O-A-N is how you spell the last name.
I'm so lonely.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fire remix.
That's hot on the streets.
On our new CD.
So lonely.
It sounds just like Demi Lovato.
This is from DJ Remixer, RH.
Does this have the rap breakdown in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so lonely.
Is this Kettle Corn the rapper?
That makes you sad.
Little gators, are you lonely? Say you never ever leave, because there's haters. They gon' find you, and you don't need that. You the queen of getting
there. DJ Holmes, yeah. I do more than hot dogs.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And that's the ones and twos. Good job, Ryan.
I do more than hot dogs. Do you have a website or something people can go to hear that? Or
No, I haven't put it up online yet. I was waiting for you guys here.
Yeah, you want to break the internet all at once.
Yeah, do you want to do a video together for this?
Yo, we're going to do a video, girl.
Got to.
Oh, you should do a video. That's funny.
I'm so
and that's the ones
thanks
twos
for confirming it, Russ.
Thank you, Angel.
Wow.
I was just agreeing with you.
You want a mumble rap?
Yeah, I'll mumble rap for you. Yo, I was agreeing with you. It's a good song.
My name is Russ. I agree. She's lonely.
Wow.
All right, listen.
Take the phone of pills when I'm honing.
In about 5 minutes, you're going to be able to go to our website at monsters.fm and see if your name is one of the Daily Five. If your name is one of the Daily Five, let Blogging Not Molly know that's your name, and you win the tickets for two to Universal for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And also, Carlos, when are you going to give away the tickets for the Fan Appreciation Show on the YouTube Live?
We're going to give it away in the 10 o'clock hour, so be vocal on this chat room.
Starting now,
and yeah. I know who's in there, I know who's having fun, and we are going to pick somebody. Anybody can win. I'm telling you, just go to YouTube and check out the Monsters.
Yeah, because we're live during the breaks and for the rest of the show, so just go to monsters.fm or iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube to check it out. All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Cause they're trouble.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we like girls from the West Coast cause they don't know any better.
I'm telling you, this is totally normal. Honest.
Real Radio 104.1.
Real Radio 104.1. I can't see the road. Burning, driving rain, but I won't stop.
cool.
Who's this, Angel?
That's some harmonies I heard before.
You recognize the voice?
Yeah, definitely.
It sounds familiar.
It's Foo Fighters.
No?
Right? So Slash has got a new album. So this is Slash's new album, and it's called Living the Dream, and it features Miles Kennedy the Conspirators. Miles, he listens to the show through a couple friends of his.
Yeah, he does.
And this track right here is Driving Rain.
Very nice. Welcome out to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1 and broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. We're live on our YouTube channel. Someone on the YouTube channel is going to win tickets for two to Universal Studios for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is August the 4th. I'm Russ Rollins along with Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, Ryan Holmes, and now Savannah the Gator Entertainer is going to do her thing.
Yes, I am.
Get that out of my face.
This segment is being brought to you by Gatorland Orlando. If you're going to other alligator parks, you're really just wasting your time. Come to Gatorland. We are the experts. We've been here since 1949. We know what we're doing. We know everything there is to know about alligators, crocodiles. You can ride our zip line. It's amazing. You can feed big alligators, get up close and personal, learn a lot about them, and you'll have a great experience. I've met kids from all over the world now from our YouTube channel. Gatorland Vlogs, check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe. That way I'll get a bonus, and that'll be fantastic.
Because,
You know, you always need that, right?
Bonus is good.
More lean cuisine for me. Anyway, so check out Gatorland. Check out Gatorland Vlogs. Our Instagram is @Gatorland_Orlando. And see what we got going on. There's always something new happening, and I'm usually there every single day, and I'd love to meet you. All right. So, first I want to tell you one little thing.
What's up, girl?
It's not a motivational minute, but it's kind of like that.
Don't take my deal.
I'm not. What's the most pleasing five-letter word you know? Go.
What?
Five-letter word. Most pleasing five-letter word you know. Go.
Pizza.
Russ?
Loves with an S. I couldn't think of a word with five letters.
Lovey. Sleep.
Loves.
Sleep and Angel.
Angel? He ain't paying attention to you.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I can't.
He's
it's
busy.
All right. I was asking you a question. Anyways, I think the most pleasing five-letter word in the whole entire world is smile. Everybody, it's Friday. Everybody should smile.
Yeah.
Don't be grumpy like Russ.
I'm not grumpy.
Don't be hating on each other like Ryan Holmes.
Oh. Yeah.
And Ryan's only doing it to get in Russ's back pocket, so I forgive him.
Oh, damn.
It's all right. That's a tight back pocket you're trying to crawl into. I'm just saying.
Leave my back pocket out of it.
All right. So, anyways, I have a big announcement for you guys.
What?
I haven't talked to anyone about this, and there's a reason that I haven't talked to anyone about this, because I have a boyfriend.
Whoa! I thought you were so lonely.
No. Well, I mean,
that's going to ruin your whole lonely
song,
your tour.
The song is part of the reason that, like, this person, like, I got involved with this person. So, my big announcement is I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
And we're getting pretty serious right now. I didn't tell you guys about this because this show is notorious for ruining relationships. Right, Russ?
That's what I hear.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I really want this to work out.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't even know if I want to tell you guys what he does, because you're probably not going to believe me. But
how do you come here every day and not tell us that you have a boyfriend, and now you do it as your
I
bit?
I keep my private life private, and I keep my public life public. And so I don't even know if I want to tell you guys what he does, because you're probably not going to believe me.
Okay.
Well, now you have to.
He's a model.
Oh.
He is. Right. He's super, super hot, and he's a model, and he's a billionaire.
A billionaire model.
And he loves alligators and crocodiles and animals.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. He's also a skateboarder, and he's just the best thing ever. Like, he's there for me, like, when I'm sad. When I'm home, sad, because all you do is make fun of me for playing with my lizards.
That's what I do.
I really connected with this person, and I can't wait
Where'd you meet him?
Huh?
Where'd you meet him?
I met him online.
Okay. Match.com?
No.
What?
I met him on Instagram.
He slid in the DMs.
Well, yeah. He sent me messages. I've been following his account for a long time. It doesn't have that many pictures up there of him.
What's his name?
His name is Donatello.
What?
His name is Donatello Jones. You mean
Donatello Jones.
Donatello Jones.
Like the Ninja Turtle?
Like the Ninja Turtles.
Or like the famous person.
Oh, okay.
Donatello.
So he's a model billionaire?
Yeah, I have pictures of him. Okay. He sends me pictures all the time.
Okay.
His name is Donatello Jones. He's actually from France.
Oh, really?
But he lives in Canada.
I can see why you guys are connecting because,
right.
I mean, a very cultured, exotic man. And so,
there is a picture of him.
Those are fake-ass pictures.
No, they're not. It says, look, hello, my name is Donatello.
No, these are pictures that are not the person.
You haven't met him in person.
I talked to him on the phone.
That's not...
And we text back and forth. Mm-hmm. He uses a text app, but I give him my phone number.
Now...
Have you
video chatted with him?
No, he's old school. At first we were gonna video chat, but he has a camera. He broke his camera. Uh-huh.
How'd he break his camera?
I don't know. I sent him $500 to buy a new
one. No! You are being catfished, Savannah.
No,
yes,
not.
Ma'am.
Have you ever seen the show Catfish?
Yeah, I know what the show is. This is not the same thing.
This is like literally, you're following every catfish rule. Now, have you? How much money have you sent him?
Only like $1,500
total.
But total. But that was because he drives a Lamborghini.
Yeah. And what? Now, why did he need money if he drives a Lamborghini?
Well, because it broke down outside of New Jersey on a turnpike.
This is classic catfish. Is he a rapper?
Yeah. How did you know? Do you know him?
He raps,
but he also does a lot of R&B music. Yeah. And he's so, like, whenever I'm sad, like, he totally lifts me up. Like, he tells me I'm pretty. Uh-huh. He tells me I'm a good singer.
That's all thing.
He tells me, like, I am famous in my field. And like, his mom and dad are really excited about the relationship.
Oh, his parents, where do they live?
They live in Germany.
Oh, wow. What a culture.
Yeah, so he's from France. They're from Germany, but they live in Canada.
No, only he lives in Canada. They live in Turkey.
And he's a billionaire.
Yeah, and he's a billionaire. He had a farming business for a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They farmed a lot of cotton up in Canada for a while, and he got all the residuals from that.
I think you're being catfished.
I'm pretty sure I'm not, because I'm a grown-up.
Do you have his number?
Can we call him?
No, he calls me.
Okay, well, Donatello Jones, if you're listening, call the show. I would love to talk to you.
He has the sexiest voice. Like, his voice is so sexy that if he did radio, like, he would totally take your job, Russ.
Really?
Like, your voice is so fat compared to his sexy voice.
that's nice to know.
He has his own podcast, it's blowing up right now. Like, I mean, he would basically effectively beat you at everything you are.
You think so?
Yeah, I know. And so he wants to get married.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about that a little bit. Uh-huh. And, you know, that's a great couple, right? Savannah and Donatello.
That's, yes.
I love it.
From France.
I love it. I'm so excited. And, you know, because I've been out there kind of on my own for a long time. Uh-huh. And it'll be really good to have somebody that, like, you know, loves me for me.
Oh,
I have lots of pictures of him.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
He is handsome.
I mean, he's been in a ton of magazines.
Is this Donatello?
Hey, this ain't Donatello Jones. This is Double Andre.
Oh.
Double Andre!
I'm so upset right now.
Why are you upset?
Because I've dated Savannah's for... How long did we date, girl?
Listen.
I know, it's ingrained in my heart, but how long did we date?
We dated for like 6 years.
6 years, baby girl. Now you're talking about you were some French billionaire? I will beat his ass.
But listen, you were locked up 5 of those 6 years.
Yeah, I was locked up. I was defending your honor. Remember we went to that carnival and you started bitching out that lady that was wearing them camo Crocs? And you said, I got them Crocs. You don't got classic edition Crocs. And I was like, baby, don't get in the fight in the fair again. Baby, don't get in the fight in the fair again. Baby, don't get in the fight. And you swung. And then I took the bid.
Listen.
That's all very believable, by the way.
Double Andre.
Very believable.
You haven't called.
You
haven't called me in like a year.
Baby, I ain't got minutes. just got some minutes. Well, baby girl, I want to be back with you. The babies miss you, girl. Now you with some damn Ninja Turtle painter.
He's not a Ninja Turtle. He's a model.
Look, I done changed my ways. I'm back to working out, girl.
Where are you working? Do you have a job right now?
I got a job. I'm an entrepreneur.
No, I mean, do you have a job where you get a paycheck every month?
Yes. I get paychecks all the time. I get too many paychecks.
Hey, Donatella, measure question. No, this is a Double Andre.
This is Double Andre.
I'm sorry. How much money has she sent you, Double Andre? Because she sent Donatella about $1,500.
Man, she didn't send me a goddamn commissary.
Oh.
Was empty.
Don't even say your commissary was empty. I gave your mama at least 100 packs of ramen to send you.
I did not get a damn pack of ramen, and I'm not here to get ramen. I'm here for your heart, girl.
Oh, he loves you
now
still.
Now you got two people fighting over you.
Double Andre, you need to call me later.
Oh, you must have loved Donatella that much.
I love Donatella, but Donatella's not here.
Oh,
and
okay,
if Double
right.
Andre's out of jail right now, like, I mean...
You might as well pick it up when you can.
Hey, listen, real quick. I got a song for you, girl. Here we go. It's on my heart. Savannah, I really want you. Won't you be with me? Because Donatello's a nerd, and he really sucks. I'm Double Andre. I'm the man, and I'll beat his ass for you.
All right, we got to go to break. We got to go to break.
I love you, Double Andre.
Thank you for calling. Okay, all right.
I think we got back together right now.
I think it is. Now you got two men.
I need to tell Donatello we got to take a time out.
All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
No matter how far that highway goes, I know dirt road to get you home.
Come on.
If you see...
Hey, thank you to everyone that's on our YouTube channel right now. You go to monsters.fm. You can click through to our YouTube channel and see us. The show is live today. We appreciate you guys being there. We have over 9,101 subscribers as of
How
today.
How much do you got?
9,101.
It's over 9,000.
As of right now. So that's
my channel's beating your channel.
It is. I know.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you for rubbing that in.
Ryan
Holmes is here, and he's going to be at the at Bonkers all weekend long, right?
I'll be at Otters on the River doing the Bonkers. I'll be featuring for the very funny Jeff Jones. So come out Friday and Saturday, 7:30 till, you know, we're done.
Yeah, and then tonight you can hear Angel, What the Hell's Angel Listening To. It's on from 10 till midnight. And, of course, Savannah will be at Gatorland, and Carlos.
I will.
What are you doing this weekend, Carlos? Anything?
Not a goddamn thing. No, I'm going to go watch Teen Titans Go, the movie, support my boy, Kari Payton. He has he plays Cyborg. He also plays King Ezekiel. And it's supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that Teen Titans Go has received a bunch of backlash.
Now, Teen Titans Go, that's the one. Is it a
cartoon.
Cartoon, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they do it's a comical version of, obviously, Teen Titans.
Yeah.
But when I first started Walking Dead, I didn't realize that he did the voice for that. I didn't even know the show. And then I started watching the show with my daughter. It's her favorite, one of her favorite shows, because it's just, it's a hilarious show. But it's this weird thing with comic book people, Russ, and now you're one of them.
Yeah.
They hate the show because it's a comedic version of Teen Titans.
It's making fun of Teen Titans.
It's kind of making fun of them,
yeah.
But then it brings new fans like me that I would never go watch regular Teen Titans, and I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Movie's supposed to be hilarious, so probably going to watch that and some house stuff.
You're doing some housework?
Finish up some painting, put up some shelves.
Nice.
You know, manly stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably like, you know, go mudding.
Hey,
you going mudding?
No, I can't do that in my Hyundai.
Hey, I have an email, and it's actually a little bit, it's long, so I can condense it for you and kind of throw out the actual idea of the email, and you guys tell me what you think. And basically, it's someone who had a job sometime before and was successful in the job, but just decided it was too much. You know, too much work and like a little too, not really the work part of it, but it was just too demanding on them personally.
Yeah.
So they took another job, but making a lot less money, and now have an opportunity to go back to this other job. But, you know, the question being, what's more important, your happiness or making money?
Happiness.
Happiness, 1,000%.
Happiness, 100%.
Does it matter how much money it is?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it does matter.
It's okay. It's a $20,000 a year difference.
Not enough.
Nah.
You say not for your happiness.
Not enough.
You got to see, because there's a level of money that you can hit. I think it's somewhere around $70,000.
$75,000.
It shows you won't get any happier from that money.
I don't necessarily believe that either.
So if you're not hitting that number, then it doesn't matter.
Well, there's a difference between happiness and life being easier. And just because your life gets easier because you have money doesn't instantly make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a miserable son of a bitch, you can have all the money in the world. You're still going to be a miserable son of a bitch.
And this is what I told them. I said, listen, if you don't look forward to going to work, and you know your work week, as you look at it, you're like, oh, God, I got to go back to work again. I hate this job. I don't think the $20,000 is worth it either. I thought for sure you guys would go the opposite side.
I'm not 100% on the happy side. $20,000 difference is a big difference in your life.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge difference. It is. Like, if you're practical, if you're not, you know, balling out, of course, $20,000 is going to do that much. But if you have a family, if you have to keep this job, what if your passion is doing something that's not going to make you money?
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I always say temper your passions. You follow them, but don't blow the freaking load on them just for, you know, 20 G's or whatever.
From what this email said, this person makes about 35 a year, and if they take the other job, it would be $20,000 more than that.
Well,
that
I'm not coming back to work for the station. I'm just saying, I'm happy at Gatorland.
Here's the thing that you got to think about, right? Okay, so $20,000, is that worth the quality of life that it's going to affect, right?
Right.
Because if you're miserable and you're daily miserable 5 days a week, that's going to take years off your life.
Yep.
That's going to make you get sick. There's a price that you can't put on that.
It also will affect relationships in your life.
Yeah. Well, it also depends. What is the job? What is the position? Can you go into a little bit more detail as to
sewage.
What it is?
It's sewage and sewage parts.
Because, yes, if it's something...
propane and propane accessories.
If you're every day struggling to even get through the day, don't. That $20,000 is not going to make a big deal. But if it's just like your job, you're like, it's all right. I'm not crazy about it, but it doesn't kill me. Then $20,000, suck it up for a year or two, save that money, do something with it, and then figure out what you're going to do. But... it depends on the job.
I don't know, man. You're only here once. Like, you only get to be here once. Like, I think of it like this. Like, the kettle corn that I do, I wake up at the same time. It's like 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate every single second of being awake from that coffee to the drive there. I hate it all.
I hate it.
But I come here just fine. I'm like, ooh, coffee. Yeah.
Like, same time, same everything.
And so, like, it makes me happier to be that. And money's not going to make you happy in the long run. It makes life easier, but it won't make you happy.
It does. Mark Cuban has a great quote about money, and he says, if you're already happy, then money will make you a lot happier.
Yeah.
But if you're not happy, that ain't going to work out.
Demi Lovato.
You know, Demi Lovato, a bunch of people you see where, yes, at a certain point, especially to them, money is no object. You're not even worrying about bills at that point. But if you have bills... and you got a family, and they offer you $20,000, and you're like, but I want to go follow my passion this year. That's kind of being selfish. Why don't you suck it up for a year, save a little bit of the dough, and then figure out what you want to do?
Yeah, from the email, and it's a long email, and there was a lot to it, but from the email that I read, it's basically, you know, they're okay where they're at. They're comfortable. The $20,000 would be nice, but it's not like she's desperate.
If they're comfortable at 35 G's and they get a 20 G raise, their life is going to change.
But I mean, it's a lot more work. It's a lot more time.
That's different.
Away from the family and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I wish I knew the gig, but...
it boils down to everybody's got a price, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how much... like, what's the real number, Carlos, for you to do sanitation work?
Sanitation. You mean sanitarium.
You'd have to leave this job and go... and, like, dig out sewers and, like, stuff like that.
Dig out sewers. That's different than when you said sanitation. Did you mean ride on that truck?
You know what, brother? Certain times
I can ride on the truck.
certain times in my life that I had no gig at all.
Yeah.
And I would have taken it in a heartbeat for $10.50 an hour. Right now I'm not in that position, so it would take a lot more. But it really depends on what you're working for. If you're a single dude, you ain't got nobody, no kids or nothing, kiss my ass, you know? But if you have a family, if you have people you have to support, your decisions are going to be different.
Oh, there are a lot of people, though, that take a job where they make less money because... And they can have a job where they make more money. They take the job with the less money because they're happier doing it. You know, maybe it's closer to home. You work less hours.
How many times do I have to say it?
What?
I'm not coming back to work here.
We need you, girl.
We need you.
No, I mean...
The craziest thing I see in the job that I do, I meet a lot of new comedians. Every now and then, new comedians come through. And a lot of them are like these older guys sometimes that want to get into comedy. I mean, they're like 50, 60 years old.
So here's where the money's at.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm got to do this. But they have a wife and a family, and it causes a bunch of problems. I'm like, you should never do this.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Time. time, man. It's what you're willing to give up your time for.
Angel, what do you think? So, you know, willing to take a job where it'd be more demanding, more hours, but it's $20,000 more a year.
I've turned down jobs already like that.
Yeah.
I've had offers to go to Atlanta. I've had offers to go to other places. And for me, that $20,000 is not enough.
Right.
Not enough to be away from my kid. Not enough to be away from my extended family. So if you were trying to get me to leave this position right here, I love what I do right now.
Right.
I love doing this job. So to get me away from this job right now,
it'd take a lot more.
It's starting at $50,000 more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I loved that humble brag, by the way.
Not at all.
I was his own answer. I had those offers, $20,000, $30,000. I'll sit right here and do it. It's fine. No big deal.
What I said was, I've turned down more money than you'll ever make in your life.
Are you listening, Ryan Seacrest? Could have had your gig.
I'll take Ryan's job at a second. Seacrest, I'm coming for you.
Hell yeah.
I'm gunning for Seacrest money.
But I think a lot of people, what do you think the percentage is of people who have a job that they just don't like it all?
There's a lot of people that hate their job.
It's got to be 70-80%, right?
You're just looking at our texting, and you'll realize there are a lot of people that aren't happy.
What are they saying? $20,000 is... not really worth it. Yeah, people say that's not really worth it because of the tax bracket.
Oh, check this out. A guy left New York City 3 years ago, right? In New York City, you can make decent money. He took a $70,000 pay cut. $70,000 pay cut so his kids could have a better life in Orlando.
Good for him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, at one point, we were offered more money to go to New York.
Yeah.
Actually, when they were putting XM Radio together, Howard Stern actually had Jay Clark, who was handling putting stuff together. He loved our show. Howard Stern had Jay Clark come to Orlando and ask us to go to New York. And at the time, even though it was more money, we loved Orlando so much. And I was afraid.
There was some of that for sure. We were going to this thing that we didn't know what.
We didn't know if it was going to work.
We were being told that satellite radio was not going to last. We were literally, Russ and I were in New York. There was an entire radio conference talking about how it was going to
tank.
And now we see they're literally buying terrestrial radio stations because they're doing so well. But I tell you what, that wouldn't have worked out because that initial lineup that he had has all been blown out for Howard.
Yeah.
And it's only Howard now. I'm a huge Howard fan. I know you're a huge Howard fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So that could have really drifted us off in the wrong direction. But you never really know unless you take that leap.
Yeah, I know. But I wasn't prepared to take that
leap. I don't think that was the right time. I think we're really blessed to be in Orlando.
Well, and then our story is a unique, actually incredible story of being at the same radio station for 26 some odd years in one market, one station. Not many people in radio do that, so we're very lucky.
I grew up listening to you guys, and I only lived here. I've never really listened to radio anywhere else, and when I start traveling, I didn't realize that this wasn't everywhere.
It's unique.
Yeah, and it's very cool, and what you guys have built is amazing.
Yeah, I used to think the same thing because I didn't know as much radio when I first got this job however many freaking years ago. But yeah, no, man, if you're listening to this right now in Orlando, it's not like you're going to go to Denver or you're going to go to freaking most cities around the country and find people that talk for up to 15, 20-minute segments, you know, and tell
and
you how
it is.
And
that's a lot of talking. I mean, I don't think people realize it, but it's just a lot of talking.
Oh, yeah.
At least we get to spread it out between us, some people get to talk, some people, you know, we can take a break. But it is a lot of talking.
And, you know, the thing, and we've said this before, I don't know how we got off on this, but it is kind of weird if you think about it. You know, Dirty Jim and I have been talking to each other 5 hours a day, 5 days a week for 26 years. You don't know anybody in your life that you talk to as much as Jimmy. And it's only human nature that we get on each other's nerves after a while.
That's a lot of buried hate.
We're like two monkeys put in a cage, and we're forced to talk to each other every day for our entire lives more than any human ever has to.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, you can't. It doesn't seem like it's affected you in any kind of way, shape, or form.
Oh, I just want to get my hands around his squeakly little neck and choke out the pate out of him.
Oh, look, and he feels the same way about me. Yeah, I drive him crazy. And
I thought you guys were best friends.
No, listen, we actually used to be best friends a long time ago, 26 years ago.
Which is even funnier.
I know.
You know, we used to play chess together and hang out, but now it's just...
Now y'all play chess.
It's only human nature that you would just get on each other's extreme nerves after some time, but look, he was my brother-in-law. I do love him in a way, but he also, there's a way that I'm like, you're driving me nuts, and he feels the same way about me, you know. Did anybody ask that question?
No. That really sounded like you were venting.
Yeah, so like we got a Catholic.
I feel better now.
There's no Catholic priest here, Russ.
When I went to do the podcast with the Sentinel, I don't feel like the guy that interviewed me knew anything about my background, or he didn't know a lot,
right.
I feel like.
Right, right.
And he was like, and he was trying to tell me how we're going to do this, and I was like, listen, I'm going to talk. You feel free to interrupt me anytime you want to interrupt me. Because I know how to talk for 5 hours, and you're going to give me a venue to talk for 5 hours about alligators and crocodiles?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk. So don't feel bad about having to interrupt. Just go ahead and do it. But it's basically 15 minutes of me talking.
Nice.
And him going, oh, huh.
It's like,
And he didn't know how to throw in a speed bump or anything.
Well, he did. I mean, a little bit. But it's just the difference in being like, you know, a writer versus a talker.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like talking for 5 hours is fun.
Yeah, but everybody here seems to bear a different load of it. You know, like everybody's talking at different times. It's
right.
Not one person. When I listen to like some radio, like it's one dude for 4 hours just talking to himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How does anybody do that?
It breeds a certain type of personality.
Yeah.
It really does. And that's why you get some crazy ass incidences that happen out of hosts that only have them to talk to themselves. A lot of them do. I mean, that's pretty much the way most, you know, talk shows go.
You know what? When we first got to real radio, that's kind of the way that it was. There wasn't like the whole cast mentality wasn't here. Actually, we kind of started that. But I kind of stole it from Ron and Ron. Ron and Ron is who I used to listen to when I was a kid, and that's where, you know, I love the fact they had a big cast of people, and that's kind of where we got it from. But
yeah, it's always fun because you never know where the joke's going to come from or what bits are going to come out. It's fun.
So what we're saying, listening audience, you should be very grateful you have us. You should cherish.
That's what it sounds
you
like.
You should cherish every moment you get to hear this voice.
Well, I think that started as, you know, you should love what you do.
It did.
And
we love what we do, and we love ourselves.
We do.
You know, that's all pretty accurate. When we come back, it's time for Carlos Take It to the Top.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, at 9 o'clock, you should have gone to monsters.fm or rawradio.fm to see if your name is one of the Daily Five. If you are, you're going to win tickets to the Monster Fan Appreciation Show, which is going to be at Universal Studios Orlando on August the 4th. Now, if you didn't win there's still one more chance to win today. Go to our YouTube channel at iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, or go to monsters.fm. Get to the YouTube channel. We're live all day on Fridays. It's a lot of fun. We talk to you during the breaks, and we haven't picked a winner yet. Someone's going to win a pair of tickets to that the big show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you're coming out with us, right, Ryan Holmes?
I am. Definitely coming out.
All right. Very good. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Savannah, Ryan Holmes, and now Carlos Navarro is going to take it to the top.
Let's go.
Savannah, why you got your knife out?
Well, you got her knife out?
Because you've been talking a lot of smack today.
I have not been talking any smack.
I'm just saying, I ain't playing no games over here.
I got my, is it Knife Fight Friday?
It's Knife Fight Friday, and this is my little one.
I didn't bring a knife.
I brought my big one. I let Ryan use it.
Sweet.
We were just doing a little knife fight.
Yeah!
Hello, everybody! Hi, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, I try to take it to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Today is no different. Today's Friday. Should be happy as hell that you get to listen to this show. Why? Well, you must have some sort of job that allows you to have headphones, I think. You know, a lot of people listen on headphones. A
lot of people listen on headphones, yeah.
Or maybe you just don't work on Fridays and you just chill. You go into YouTube and you can see us on here, Friday Monsters Live, a little FML action going out. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, Steph and Rita and Chrissy and Loki and Ann and Jennifer and Holmesy and hey, Ryan, you're in here.
I'm in there, yeah.
I'm in there.
YouTube's having a show today, I'll tell you that.
Ryan Holmes will go and he'll talk to people during, you know, all throughout the show.
Oh, yeah, we all do. We all hop in there. You're the only one, Russ, who doesn't like to go in the chat room.
I've been talking to people, too.
Yeah, you talk straight to them.
Yeah.
And you're very assertive, and I like that. And, yeah, it's Friday, and I don't have any big plans. I'm going to try and finish up some painting. I know you don't have a lot of big painting.
That's a good feeling, though, to not have really any.
It is, because I think from this next weekend on, it gets a little crazy with conventions, Universal, a bunch of different stuff, and looking forward to it. And this weekend, I probably will go out to eat somewhere. Probably, you know, last night I had some wings. It was Thursday wings. And we tend to get wings on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like to go to different places, but I'm definitely not going to stop by some of these places, or at least eat these meals.
Where?
They've released America's unhealthiest meals.
Oh, really?
Okay.
So, like, at particular restaurants?
Yeah, okay. At a particular restaurant. Everybody has the face of cringe right now because they're going, did I order this? And I know I've ordered one of these meals before. I know I have.
All right? Oh, no.
So the America's Unhealthiest Meals revealed, okay? Winners of the 2018 Extreme Eating Awards were just announced by the Center for Science and Public Interest because they have to make sure they're not making foods that will just immediately kill you with the amount of calorie intake. So these are some of the amazing restaurants that were at the top of the unhealthiest meal, and that would be Cheesecake Factory.
Really?
Now, I don't know how you pick one thing at Cheesecake Factory, because you go there and there's a Bible full of food. There's so much stuff.
But when it comes to...
I get the audiobook.
Oh, high-calorie meals, there's nobody better than Cheesecake Factory. Their Cheesecake Factory breakfast burrito, if you're listening to this right now. And first off, why are you at Cheesecake Factory and breakfast
in the morning?
Like, who the hell goes there? You should go there
after meetings.
I had no idea they had breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you should get this, Russ. Their breakfast burrito has 73 grams of saturated fat.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bad count.
4,630 milligrams of sodium.
What?
And 2,730 calories. That is double.
2,000 calories? Just one meal.
No, 2,730. I know you stopped listening after that 2,000. But it's insane. And that took the cake as one of the biggest ones.
That's a whole day of food.
It would be the worst way to start your day, truly. Because you would just immediately fall asleep wherever you are at. Now, here's another place that has some delicious, high-calorie, top-of-the-chain food. Pizzeria Uno. You know Pizzeria Uno.
Oh, my gosh. That's my favorite Uber Eats.
I have not been there in forever.
That is my favorite Uber Eats. I do it like once a week. No
lie. Do you really?
Yeah.
I do not have my Uber Eats. I do not have Pizzeria Uno. And I haven't been there in a long time either. It used to be quite the treat to go to Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah. Back in the day?
Yeah.
Is there one still open here in Orlando?
Yeah. On iDrive, there's one. That's where my Uber Eats goes. I watch them drive to my house, and I'm like, ooh, I'm so excited.
What do you get?
I always get the like classic Chicago Uno pizza.
Really?
The small one.
Oh, okay.
The deep dish, though. And then I get two. They have this salad with goat cheese and grapes and strawberries and nuts.
You get salad?
I get two of those salads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. This is so awful. I should confess.
Confess.
I get two salads, Brussels sprouts with bacon, broiled Brussels sprouts with bacon, the dip that is cheese and shrimp on pieces of bread.
Put your hand up on your hip when you dip, you dip,
and
you dip.
And the whole Uno's personal pizza.
Damn.
Now, why do you get two salads?
I like salad. So
I want to feel fancy and healthy.
I do. I eat it over 4-day span.
Oh, okay. And that's just one meal.
But that's a lot, right?
That's a $70 Uber Eats. Wow.
You don't sit and eat two salads and then the pizza.
Yeah, no.
Every now and then I'm maybe. Well, Pizzeria Uno has a Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Has 2,320 calories. Have you had it before?
Yes.
I bet you it's delicious.
It's so good.
Delicious. Well, Shake Shack's double smoke shake. Angel, you ever had that one?
I have not had that.
Side of fries and a peanut butter shake. 2,240 calories. What is like the average intake of calories? Like 1,700, 1,500 around
that? No. 2,000 a day.
A day, yeah.
Okay, so I was a little low. I think when you're really trying to lose weight, you're supposed to stay in that 1,700.
Like 1,000 and under.
Well, we've seen this all the time at the movie theaters, and I didn't realize it was that bad for you. AMC movie theaters, and Russ, I know you've got this before.
Cheese sticks?
I like the cheese sticks. You must be going to Indian.
Mozzarella cheese sticks. No, I've been out to mine. You can get mozzarella cheese sticks.
Yeah. Bavarian Legend soft pretzel. They're soft pretzel.
Oh, yeah. I'll do a soft pretzel.
Well, that was 1,920 calories.
I get it without salt, though.
Nope. They got it on there anyway. It's 7,600 milligrams of salt.
Damn it.
And if you go to Chili's and you get the, and I've gotten these before, honey chipotle crispers and waffles, 2,500 calories.
Oh, man. Yeah, chicken and waffles is a lot to eat.
It is, but it's surprisingly very tasty
together. It's tasty together, but like you get done and you're just like, I need a nap.
Yeah, you definitely need a nap. Days. But so stay away from those.
That's crazy.
Shout out to my girl, Chio Mayako. That's my girl.
Who's she?
Well, she just recently died. Rest in peace.
Oh.
But she's going down like a boss because she was 117 years old.
Wow.
She was the Guinness Book of World Record. She was a goddess. Now, the real interesting thing about Chio, she is a doll baby. She's got a little picture. She looks so good. But Chio comes from a place in Japan that has the most centurions. Do you know what that is, Russ?
Someone's over 100.
That is right.
And I would have said half horse.
That could have been that, too. No, this place in Japan, they don't know why, has the most amount of centurions in the world. And every time the record breaks, it's like another one just takes the cake. And they say the reason why is their diet. It's rice, chopsticks, you got fish. But the old people in that town, in that village, are celebrities. And they have parades for them. And they lift them up. And they make them feel good. And so they have
to. It makes them want to get to that age so they can have their parade.
And that's the motivational minute. It's all about a mindset and how you live. I don't care if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old. Change that mindset. Get yourself up today. I don't care if you haven't exercised in 10 years. I don't care if you've been feeling bad about yourself. Today is the day, Friday, to make that change for yourself. And do it in honor of Chio Mayake.
Man, you got me so excited, I'm going to get another donut.
Hell yeah.
Oh, we still got more donuts?
We got more donuts. Oh. We got more coffee. We got more show. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, when we come back, Angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
So you weren't the 10th caller and you didn't win the prize you wanted from your favorite radio station. Boo friggin' who. There's still a way for you to win. Realradio.fm keyword contest. Somebody's got to win. Might as well be you.
Now that's my jam. More state of time. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, and we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, and we're live on our YouTube channel, and someone from the YouTube channel is going to win tickets for two to the big show that we're going to do out at Universal Studios. It's August the 4th. It's the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We'll be live on the radio that morning that's a Saturday morning. We'll do the Real Radio Music Live, and we'll be hanging out with listeners that day. If you win tickets, you want to join us, we're going to have a great time. We'll all meet and take some photos in front of the radio studio, and then go have lunch together at the Monster Cafe, and end up at the Flanagan's, which is the Irish bar that's in Universal.
And we're trying to do some rides that everybody can go with together, you know, like Fast and Furious and maybe some shows. It's going to be an awesome time, and thank you once again, Universal, for just crushing it with these prizes.
And if you get a chance now, go to our YouTube channel. During the next break, we'll answer. We'll find a way to give those tickets away. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro, Savannah, and now Angel bringing Monster Sports.
Monster Sports brought to you by my guys over there at Harry Buffalo. Was there last night for the Orlando City match. We'll follow up with a little information on that match. But I want to give a huge shout out to Harry Buffalo, the premier sports bar downtown Orlando. That's your pre-party spot. Last night was a perfect example of that. We had Orlando City match. We also had Rod Stewart concert goers.
Yeah.
I had both of those entities were streaming down Church Street, going past me to the Amway and to the stadium. And it was a really fun mix of people.
Same audience, maybe.
No. Different, yeah.
Doesn't Rod Stewart kick soccer balls during his...
He does.
He might.
And he was a very good soccer player at the time, and part of his gimmick is he used to kick soccer balls out into the audience, but I think that'd be an older crowd, right?
It was a little bit older crowd, and a couple key points on that. But let me finish with Harry Buffalo. Let them be your pre-party spot, and I'll be back there out again for the next home Orlando City match. Premier Sports Bar, huge TV, and go hang out with those guys. One of my ops. Oh, and then a huge shout out first and foremost to Team Red Bull. The second time I've gotten to be in the Red Bull broadcast truck, I was out there. And Tommy, thank you for hooking me up. And also to Herman, he's a Red Bull distributor. Thank you guys so much for letting me be a part of that, and Team Red Bull for letting me goof off in your guys' cool truck.
That truck is really, really badass.
I want
ass,
one
yeah.
so bad. It makes no sense to own that thing, but I would love
one?
I would love to drive around in one of those.
Somebody get Angel that truck.
All right. It's an $80,000 truck, bro. But a couple observations real quick about last night. So the fans that were going to, I noticed about the fans were going to see Rod Stewart. So Rod Stewart's a little bit older artist. Mm-hmm. Cyndi Lauper was his opening act. So the fans that were going to that were, let's say, just a little older demo, right?
Older women want to have fun.
40 and up, right?
Older women just want to have fun.
I was, not just me, but it was apparent to a bunch of the guys. There are some ladies that really want to test the geometries of breast implants.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
the
in
the geometries.
They're a little bit old. I was impressed. I was like, wow.
We can get down, too.
A lot of breast implants, huh?
So, that was what's going on. And then we had the Orlando City match. Orlando City drops their match against NYCFC 0-2.
Man, they suck.
And they're just not playing good defense right now. And we have a little bit of audio from...
And they're going to do a goal, and they're going to do a goal. Oh, and they don't do a goal.
Hold on.
And they're going to do another goal, and they're going to do it. And no
the difference
goal.
In performance in first half and second half, I think, is there for everyone to see. I think second half we come out and we have lots of opportunities, hit the crossbar whatever number of times. Big moments just don't seem to be dropping for us.
I'm the savage little Irish coach, Anna. I'm a wee bit.
Between the first and the second
hurts
half.
Hurts my heart.
And that's our manager, James O'Connor, basically talking about it. It was a tale of two different halves. The team that started the match wasn't the team that was playing in the second half. And so, but he says, stick with the team. We'll definitely turn it around. So we'll hopefully do that in the next match.
Oh, by the way, the name of the Irish bar in Universal is Finnegan's. I said Flanagan's, and I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it's all right.
Catching hell on the Texas Army.
Way to be stupid.
Everybody always messes that up, and yes, we did lose once again.
Aw, sad Irish coach.
I'm the sad Irish coach. My voice doesn't get up over 10 decibels, and I just want my team to win so I can live here in Orlando.
You don't want to go back home?
No, I don't want to go back home to Dublin. Scary
Where do you
place.
Want to stay?
Orlando.
Well, you better start winning some games there, sad Irish coach.
Thank you. I'm so sad and so soft-spoken.
Do you know Flogging Molly?
I do know Flogging Molly. It's a great, great band, but I just want to go to Huss and Blues. Just relax.
You want to come to Finnegan Flanagan's Pub with us on Saturday?
No, my team. I got to go coach them.
No, not really.
I'm sad.
You do sound
Why
so sad.
Are you sad?
I
know.
It's the saddest coach
well,
ever.
My team, all they do is lose. And I'm in there telling, go get them, boys, go get them, and then go on.
Oh, what kind of a pep talk do you give them, coach?
I say, guys, if you could just win one for the old lad.
You're not really inspiring
I know,
that much, that Irish coach.
In Ireland, you don't have to yell.
Oh.
You just talk soft-spoken.
Oh, Savannah would not make it there.
Yeah. I got an Irish accent sometimes.
Let's hear it, Savannah.
Go ahead, talk to me, and I'll do it.
Oh, well, I live in Dublin, and I've had a great time living here in Orlando.
Well, it's very nice to meet you.
What the hell is that?
That's almost Jamaican.
I'm sorry, Angel. I'm so sad. I'm so lonely.
Ah, keep going.
And I didn't mean to interrupt your wonderful newscast.
I love the sports.
What is this accent?
She doesn't know.
I'm from Ireland. Blah, blah.
What else is going on, Angel?
In 1992, there was the debut of this team. It was the first time this kind of team was presented on a national stage. You guys recollect?
The Anaheim Ducks.
Dream Team.
The Dream Team debuts this day.
Oh,
the
yes.
In the Barcelona. Do we recall who they played?
Oh, who did they play?
Yeah, they played
because it was
a small-ass team.
Because there's a famous quote attributed to Charles Barkley.
No, I don't know.
Who the hell is...
Yeah, I forgot what team it was.
Anyway. Who the hell is Angola? You don't even know.
Who the hell is
Angola?
I mean,
who the hell is Angola's?
So
terrible.
This is terrible.
This is their debut of the Dream Team, and they obliterated Angola 116-48. The reason I bring that up is that we got the new Team USA, and they were debuted or announced yesterday.
Okay.
And one guy is getting run down mercilessly.
God, man, it's hilarious.
And I feel bad for the dude, and I anticipate that he's going to be drug tested instantly.
Does he belong on the team?
John Wall is the guy, and he's a very talented guy.
One of the best in the league.
Go look at his Dream Team headshot, and that lets you know that's the testament of don't show up to photo shots blazed.
Oh, man, John Wall.
Oh, is he blazed?
Or either that or really, really sleepy.
It looks like...
And he needs a good haircut.
When I see the picture, I can actually hear him breathing. I mean, it's that out of... He looks very out of shape, and this guy is a top-notch... Top 10 player.
Look at those eyes. He's
and unfortunately, John.
Let me see.
That's not real.
They didn't
real.
That's the worst.
He got a little baby fro.
Put it up so the people on YouTube can see it. Oh.
Yeah, they didn't do him any favors at all.
Oh no, my gosh.
They got him in mid, like, y'all gonna take the picture.
This is how bad it was. So the Wizards were very happy. Hey, we got one of our guys on Team USA, and they put out the post and everything, and it took over Twitter so much so that the Washington Wizards took the post down.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They shared it, and they didn't even know what to say, but that is a horrible picture of John Wall.
I want the people on YouTube to be able to see it, and they can use my camera. Let's see. I'll put it over here. Let's see here. That's what we're talking about. And, man, can you...
Leave it right there the rest of the show. It looks like you, Russ.
It does not look like
me. Just leave it there and keep talking.
Hey, what's up? I'm John Wall.
He looks blazed, doesn't he?
Yeah.
My goodness.
I don't know if he showed up.
He looks like he's trying to hold in a laugh, like a really high, like, laughing
head. Or a fart.
He looks like copying J.R. Smith.
All right, go ahead.
A pretty neat program that's getting with LeBron James. He was interviewed for The Ultimate, and it's a pretty – see if we got – if I cued this correctly, there's an interesting quote from him, and this is LeBron James being interviewed. And, of course. So, basically, he was being interviewed for Uninterrupted, and he talked about his legacy, talked about the social media age and whatnot.
Yeah.
And he mentions...
Well, the room is an interesting room that he has. There you go.
Invigorating thing. I told you last summer what really got me back going is what helps is my kids playing.
That's interesting.
Watching my boys play ball, like, last year was the first, like, I really had some time to go watch them play in the summer. Like, really sat down, went to, like, 4 or 5 tournaments, and I'm sitting there... And I'm watching the game, and I feel my hands just start sweating. I feel like my chest starts sweating. And I'm like, these is 13 or 10-year-olds out here hooping. Why are you feeling like this? Then it went from, like, just sitting there, and then it went from, like, to this, like, let's go. And then it went from me sitting on the bench to me getting in an argument. I got in an argument. First of all, I didn't get into an argument with an AAU dad. I got an argument with an AAU mom.
What?
A mother? With a mother.
All right, so if you get a chance, go watch this, because like Carlos said, it's a really cool room that he's in. That was Snoop Dogg. You got Odell Beckham Jr. You got Carter in there.
John Stewart.
There's a bunch of guys in there. One of the quotes that is coming out of there, and he continues to talk about it, was that he regrets giving his son his name.
Yeah, you know, you hear what happened, I think it was a couple days ago. His son had one of their first games, basketball games at the high school. And, you know, he wanted to go see his son play. Well, so many people showed up.
Couldn't get in?
Because it's, you know, it's LeBron James Jr.
Yes.
So many people showed up just to watch him that parents of the other kids couldn't get in.
Oh, wow.
So they waited for a while to try to get it all figured out. They couldn't get it figured out, so they canceled the game.
Wow.
So
they know LeBron's going to be there, too.
They knew LeBron was going to be there as well. So that's why he, in the interview I heard, he's like, you know, he's got my name, so everyone knows we're related, and it's... it's kind of ruining things for my son, and he felt bad about it.
What a, what about a lot of pressure that is for that kid? That's crazy.
You want to talk about kids that had a lot of pressure? Talk to Michael Jordan's sons.
Yeah, who played at UCF.
Yeah, they played at UCF. Yeah, you know, those kids, they had to live under that pressure. So it is a tough thing. And again, it's uninterrupted, it's unscripted series, The Shop, and it debuts on HBO on the 28th of next month.
He's a great father, man. He's a great
dad. It was cool to see him in that interaction with those guys, because like, and it was a good thing you mentioned in that room, to see those guys all kind of drop their guards. So again, it's a fun thing to and get a chance to check it out. If you're a New York Yankees fan, I know you're crushed right now. Aaron Judge is out for, we don't know exactly how long he's going to be out for. Suffered a wrist injury during the game against Kansas City Royals.
Tebow now this.
He leaped in Tebow alone.
Now, they're saying that it's a chip fracture in his wrist. I don't have right now as the ETA or how long he's going to be out for this, but it's, you know, you hate to see guys go down that way.
Yeah.
And that is Monster Sport.
Thank you so much, Angel. In the next break, okay, if you're on our YouTube channel, you're going to be able to win tickets for two to Universal Studios for our Monster Fan Appreciation Show. And also, Ryan Holmes, do you know, I've got an article here, things you're not supposed to do after sex. Can you think of things you're not supposed to do after sex? Don't say it yet.
Okay.
We'll do it when we come back. Not that.
Don't
you know
say
what I'm
it.
Saying? We'll
say it.
We'll answer the questions.
Orgy, I heard you.
Yeah, right. Okay. When we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Orlando City travels back to L.A., this time to take on the Los Angeles Galaxy this Sunday. Coverage begins at 9 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1 and iHeartRadio.
Thanks for listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And if you didn't get a chance to watch today's show on YouTube because you're getting ready for work, you're going to work or whatever, you can always watch it later on tonight. Just go to realradio.fm, go to Monsters, go to iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube, and you can watch the YouTube channel and share it and all that kind of great stuff. And remember to go to our website at monsters.fm. And there's always cool stuff on the website. And you can vote for your favorite, who you think is the best villain actor of all time. It's Anthony Hopkins going up against what's his name? Damn it, I just forgot. I should go. I should have had it up.
Anthony Hopkins versus Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Yeah. So if you go and you participate, you're eligible to possibly win a $100 gift card for Fandango. So that's pretty cool. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos, Savannah and Ryan Holmes, all here today. Where'd they go? They're out on the break. So if you could think, if you had to guess, there's in this article they've got written about things you shouldn't do after sex. What do you think? Something as a man you should not do after sex.
Are you saying six or sex?
Sex after sex.
S-E-X.
S-E-X.
Oh, I don't know now.
Wait, what'd you think of?
What's different that you do after six?
After, did it sound like I said six?
Yeah, I thought you said after six. So did everyone in the chat room.
After six.
That's when I order my Uno's pizza.
Ryan, did I sound like I said six?
No, you sounded like a normal person.
Okay.
Angel, did he sound like he said six?
I was confused. I thought six as well.
See?
I thought this was, because you're back on the diet and everything, I thought this was an eating thing. I thought you were trying to be healthy.
After sex.
Oh, man. You know,
can you do that again?
It just went up, so Angel knows what I'm talking about. What do you think, Angel? What is one of the things you think they say that men should not do after sex?
Roll over, fall asleep.
Fall asleep is number one. That's the very first thing.
Well, what else are you supposed to do?
It says that.
Like, seriously, like, please inform me of the things I'm supposed to be doing.
I don't know.
Sex.
This is weird.
It says that women really hate that. It says it makes women feel like they've just been used, and it's not a good thing to do. And
it's
you
too
shouldn't
bad.
Fall asleep.
We get sleepy when we're done.
Yeah. I mean,
that's nature. That's not me.
Sometimes when I'm talking to Donatello on the phone, he'll fall asleep after. After
we phone sex,
after six,
after six. After six, I can only call before that.
All right, so Angel got one. The first one is the main one. They say don't fall asleep immediately; it'll make her feel like she was just being used. What's another one you think, Carlos? What do you think? Something they're saying in this article you don't do after sex?
Ask if they orgasmed.
asking if they, or, you know, it doesn't say that. It says you're not supposed to describe her facial expressions during her orgasm.
Oh, my God.
That, wait, it, what? It's
what like monster does that?
Man, your face was crazy. Your eye was twitching. It's kind of like, your lip was quivering. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it says don't describe her facial expressions during orgasm. It'll make her think you're making fun of her, and women hate that.
Wow.
Okay, so there you go.
I'm terrified of what my face looks like, you know? Like, so I would never make fun of anybody else's face.
All right, take a guess. There's several of them here. What do you think is one of the other things in this article they say that you should not do after sex?
Not tip.
Okay, that's not one of them. No. Savannah, you want to tell us? Something that typically men do that they shouldn't.
Full-on helicopter.
Jump up and go.
Woo, woo.
Okay, that was funny. That was good. What do you think? Something that men should not do, but they do it.
I mean, try to not talk.
Trying to not talk.
I like to talk after sex.
Oh, I know. You.
I like to talk about how it was.
Did you like that? I thought I did good. Tell me I did good. Because I thought I did pretty good. Oh, you're not done? I don't care. Want to hear a song?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think it's talk. I think it's, that's weird. Yeah. I don't know. Let me think about it more.
Okay, well, here's...
Because I have a billion for after sex.
Here's some of the things that I guess men do that it says here that you shouldn't do. One is turn on the TV right away.
Yeah.
Any of you guys turn the TV on right away?
It depends. Absolutely. Now, sometimes we will plan that. We got a good show and some food. Uh-huh. We'll knock it out beforehand because nobody wants to have sex with a belly full of wings.
No, it's a good point.
You know? And so we'll be like, hey, we're about to get down on these wings. Let's go hit it real quick so my wife and I'll go do that, and then we come back, we're watching Love Connection. Thank you, Andy Cohen.
Saying that that this is another problem that men have, you know, as soon as they're done with sex they turn the TV on, and once again it makes her feel like well, this wasn't very important to you. Another problem with men, and I did not know this, it says men should not put the toys away without cleaning them.
We're the only ones using them. I mean, yeah, come on.
That's not our job.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I spray a little Purell on it, we're good.
And it's a complicated cleaning mechanism sometimes because you can't use certain cleaners with certain materials.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
It says here this makes women feel like you think they're dirty, but if a guy just immediately showers right away, that is a bad thing to do.
You should,
it looks like you're saying that they're dirty.
Exactly,
or
and you shouldn't run over to the faucet and go, and like start rinsing. And be like, yeah, Do you have a shower head?
That's on the list of bad things. Yeah, you're right. You're the very good one, Carlos.
Thank you.
Also, it says, after sex, you should not ask her to leave right away. Like, are you leaving now?
What is the appropriate amount of time to wait for that, though?
Well, I mean, back in the day, I can remember being there, and then you're like looking over and you're like, okay. Well, I wonder what you're still doing here. I got plenty of things.
Yeah,
I can
you don't
do.
Ask her to leave. You make up an excuse of a thing you have to go do immediately.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, I promised my friend I'd go help him move. It's 3 a.m. I know. He works mornings. It's fine.
I remember driving a girl home and she was very nice and she was like, well, do you want my number? And I was like, well, my phone's dead right now.
Oh my
and
God.
And then my phone started vibrating.
I
was like, well, I can get it now. I see it must be recharged solar power.
It says after sex, a lot of guys do this and you shouldn't do that, and that's automatically become physically distant. So like you've had sex and you're like, okay, now
you run down the street.
I'm playing a pillow between us. Do not cross the pillow.
Probably a bad thing. Yeah, that makes them feel bad. Another one that says a lot of guys do this as soon as they're done having sex, they light up to smoke.
Okay, that's cool.
And they say you shouldn't
in bed.
Smoke sexy. Right away.
There's only cigarette smoking in bed after sex is very sexy.
That is gross.
It's awesomely sexy. Every awesome movie does it. Come on, think about
it. You're wrapped in white sheets and you're both naked, I'm with Carlos on that one.
Cigarettes are usually gross in most examples, but after just like tearing it up, laying back, I don't even smoke cigarettes. And you know, you just enjoy a little, you share the cigarette back and forth, baby. It was wonderful.
I don't like this list. This list is too much on us. Like, ladies, you need to understand that, like, when we're done, we're done.
Yeah.
With everything for like a while.
We're just
it
like,
says here, this is, once again, this is things that women say they hate that men do. So this is like, you know, from the women's perspective.
I hate that they don't leave and shut up.
It says that a lot of men force her to sit. Well, I should watch how I say this.
Watch how you say this.
A particular spot in the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Giving her that spot.
Well, yeah. They did it.
Hey, it goes back to the smell to Delta room.
Yes.
That's your.
Not drying off with a crusty towel.
Right.
Next thing you know, you got some old Disney towel laying on the bed.
The most of all these different suggestions or whatever, the ones that they have a problem with describing her facial expression during her orgasm. like who does that?
Yeah, I'm trying to concentrate hard as hell on my own end. The last thing I'm focusing is on other people.
So I can describe in detail what your face looked like.
This lady hooked up with a police sketch artist.
It looks like, I seen the leprechaun.
My God, if you do any of that stuff.
I didn't perform well.
Oh, Tiny Irish Coach.
I tried to do it my best. I only lasted 2 minutes.
We're going to get sent back to Ireland with those numbers.
Oh, no.
Well, how do you, after sex, what do you do, Coach?
I give her a little, sing her a little Irish song.
Oh, you better get back in his bed while you're bad, dude.
That's me wife. She talks all after sex. I just sit back and stay quiet.
Little Irish guy! Get back in me bed!
I'm so sorry. Can I nuzzle in your bosom?
Oh, no, man. You cannot!
Oh, my
There's
God.
There's already a nuzzle of there.
I'm nothing but a little tiny Irish coach, and you're a nice, large...
Giant Jamaican witch.
Get in me back, Balkan.
Your voice scares me, but I can't do nothing about it.
Is that a pirate? Yeah. The dress pirate Savannah.
You shouldn't have put the ring on it. Beyonce told you.
She likes to punch people when she has sex.
So does she like to snuggle afterwards?
Yes. I like to snuggle right in her shoulder. I can fit right in her shoulder covet.
You are very tiny, yeah.
I'm a tiny little Irish coach. Go get them, boys.
So with all those things that we're not supposed to do, what are we supposed to do after sex,
you
Savannah?
You better shut your face.
I'm the sex pirate.
You sound like a goddamn pirate.
Get away from me, booty.
What is that?
It only works if Carlos is doing the little one.
Okay, I'm back. I'm the little baby Irish coach.
So, okay, Coach, do you mind asking her a question? She's not answering me.
Yeah. Yes,
can you ask her what she wants you to do after sex?
If you may, give me a second of your time, my dear.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, your screaming scares the tiny Irish coach. I'm a little tiny Irish coach, and I would like to know if it's okay. What can we do after sex?
I'd like you to lay there and shut your face.
I'm living in the spot now. Oh my God, I'm drowning.
I'm drowning in the spot.
Oh, help me. Oh, Savannah pulled me out of it. Thank you, my dear.
I'm going to put this... Hang on, let me focus.
Come on, my dear.
I'm about to put this wax on your wiener.
What the hell?
Wow, Tiny Irish Coach and Sex Pirate are my new favorite characters. I enjoy this a lot.
We've been dating.
You like hot wax, do you?
I know you keep
I'll yelling. Put it on your nods.
I'm scared of my own giant wife.
The nods?
You should be scared. Because you know I like the whiskey.
Okay.
I'm not even sure who could be offended by this right now, but there's someone. Yeah.
Someone's offended horribly right now. I'm sure we said something wrong.
I just want to go back into her purse and go to sleep.
All right, will
you
we?
There's no room for you in my purse. I'm tired of taking you to the store. Get a job.
What voice are you doing?
He's turning into an unemployed
pirate woman. Yeah, I don't know.
She all keeps right. him for her pleasure.
We're gonna
stay
pick
out of the shower room with all your little sports people.
We're going to pick a winner from the YouTube channel next. So you want to go to the YouTube channel if you get a chance. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. And when we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. Woo! You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Loud, damn, I is all done. We know we got to throw a little party, have fun. Yeah! Party time, that's what I heard. So drink them down and flip the whole world a bird. Yeah! Damn, I love my beer.
All right,
beer,
now, beer, it's time for Beer of the Week, Angel. All right, this week, Beer of the Week basically has a big announcement to make. We have no beer. But we do have a surprise for everybody, and that is finally the Monster Brew Bus is going to be ready to go. You can get your tickets on Monday, and you better get them as soon as possible because there's only 50 seats. And this is another one of those things where people try to ask me to get them tickets. I can't. If you want to be on this Brew Bus, you better get your tickets ASAP on Monday because it'll probably be sold out by Wednesday. And that is the Monster Brew Bus happening on August the 11th.
It goes down August the 11th. That's when we hit these breweries in Central Florida. The first trip is going to be Sanford Brewing Company, New Smyrna Brewing Company, and Daytona Beach Brewing Company. Tickets go on sale this Monday. They are $50, includes samples of each of the breweries, limited edition Monster Brew Bus t-shirts, and a glass. Tickets are limited, so get them while you can. Visit realradio.fm/brewbus for more information.
Let me tell you how this goes down. We have a beautiful bus. It's a coach. It's like a super nice bus. Everybody gets on. What happens at first, everybody's a little quiet. Everybody doesn't say much. You know, I don't know everybody. They're kind of weird. And then we get on the bus, and then we start drinking. And then maybe somebody brings some moonshine. Next thing you know, everybody's high-fiving. And then we stop at our first stop, and it is a friggin' blast. It's like a mini cruise in a way, because by the end of this trip, you're going to know everybody.
Yeah, you got Brew Bus friends.
You'll have Brew Bus friends that you'll never talk to again, but you talk to on the Brew Bus, awesome. And it is a lot of fun. There are only 50 seats available. It is going to be on August the 11th, so it's the day after our skating night. All right, we'll go skating at night, wake up the next morning, and go on the Brew Bus. It is going to be
a
lot of fun.
That is a double party right there.
Hell yes. Now, Sanford Brew, the brewery, I've been there before. It's a great place.
Yeah.
It's a great brewery.
So I've been to Sanford Brewing Company, and I love those guys. It's a lot of fun. The ones that I'm really excited about because I haven't been there before is New Smyrna Brewing Company and Daytona Beach Brewing Company. And we're going to have three of these. This is the first one for this Brew Bus season.
Yes, looking forward to it. So tickets will go on sale on Monday.
Monday.
Is that as soon as we start the show, like that morning, or is it 10 o'clock?
I will reconfirm with Blogster, but I think it goes live 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Okay, very good. So it's
9 a.m.
It's the first Monster Brew Bus. Collecting those t-shirts is a lot of fun. I'm definitely going. I know Angel will definitely be there. And we want you guys to join us on the Monster Brew Bus that's coming up. All right, Carlos. So we've been live on YouTube all day. Something happens at 10 o'clock, and it starts getting so many people or whatever. It goes in and out. But we did ask a little trivia question, and the trivia question was something that we said during the break. We didn't say it on the air, so the only way you would know the answer to this question if you were watching us during the breaks when we're BSing and arguing and talking and whatever we're saying. And one particular point, I read a text from a listener, and it said to play a particular song, and I'm like, God, I can't even remember that the lyrics to that song. And I was telling Ryan Holmes, I'm like, Ryan, we used to do all these concerts, and this particular song we played every show, and I just had to ask Savannah what the lyrics were, and at first she couldn't remember.
Did you end up getting it?
And then she did. Yeah, she ended up singing it a little bit.
Because I still can't remember the how it goes.
And so the question was, what song were we talking about that we couldn't remember the words to or the lyrics to? And the answer was Monster Bitch. There's a song that Savannah used to do called Monster Bitch, and I couldn't remember how it went at all, which is crazy because we played it for years. And so that was the answer.
Right, and not everybody, in fact, not a lot of people got that answer because we did talk about it, but you had to be paying a lot of attention. So we tried to see who could get it first, and when going back and looking, we gave it another shout out because of the lag, and the winner of the Universal Listener Appreciation Party tickets go to Rich Gottfried. That's Rich Gottfried. Woo. He's in the chat right now. Like I said, the YouTube chat is blowing up.
I'll tell you, if you weren't on the YouTube today, you missed a great day.
Yes.
during the breaks, as an old school fan, I would have loved to just see what happened during the breaks on the YouTube channel.
Today during the breaks was kind of ridiculous.
It was wild. It was fun. And I hope, we tried to get it right. And that's all we can do. And congratulations, Rich.
Yeah, and we'll be giving these tickets away all week next week for the Monster Fan Appreciation Show. We're getting ready for it. We've only got, we got 100 that we can give out. I don't know where we're at so far. But Monster Fan Appreciation Show is what, next week, right?
It is next week, yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be here.
So we'll be live at Universal on Friday, okay? We'll do the show live Friday morning. And then Saturday morning, live as well. And we'll be live on Real Radio 104.1 for Real Music Weekends. But it's with the Monsters,
yep.
And we get to pick our songs and stuff, and it's gonna be. I'm looking excited. I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait to.
And you know what? Everybody in the chat rooms right now going, "Congrats, Rich! Congrats, Rich! Congrats, Rich! Yay for me!" But missed it. But his boss walked in when he was getting the. He missed the announcement. He just wrote in. So that's what I love about this chat room is everybody's friends and everybody loves the show. And thank you guys for being so cool. We're just trying to hook y'all up. Sorry if you didn't win.
Yeah, so next week, it's a Monster Fan Appreciation Show. It's next Saturday. We'll be live at Universal Studios on Friday, and it's going to be a big day. We'll take a bunch of photos that morning in front of the broadcast studio. We'll all go have lunch at the Monster Cafe, and then go to, go ride a bunch of rides. End up at, it's called Finnegan's. I called it Flanagan's.
Is it an Irish bar?
It's an Irish bar, and I'll bring the little Irish coach with me.
Oh!
Is it all right if I go and I sit in the back?
It's fine. Long as you sit with me.
My wife goes on Transformers all the time, and I'm scared of it.
It's not Transformers, it's Transformations. I'm trying to lose weight, you bloody pick.
She just yells at me, and I don't know what she's saying.
Tell them about the Monster Back to School skate party, boys and girls.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. We're going to be skating all over there. Oh, you don't want the little Irish coach to say
it. Carlos B. Yo, Carlos B in the house. What we're going to do is we're going to have a good time, y'all. If you haven't skated in years, or maybe you're a badass skater right now, now is your chance to not only for you to come out, for you to bring your family and your friends, and it's for a good cause. It's for a gift for teaching. And we go, Stevie, you're mine. No, you're mine.
What?
It's going to all go for the gift for teaching. Just bring some supplies, and it's going
to
be a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you go to monsters.fm, keyword skate, you can actually RSVP. It's going to be pretty crazy. It doesn't cost you anything to RSVP. And
RSVB.
Yeah, RSVB. Yo.
So we'll do skate races with Carlos B.
That's me.
We got Savannah's going to do the snake skate.
Valid idea.
Of course, Angel will be the Angel Boom. He'll be spinning the tunes.
Good idea.
Ryan Holmes and his Cotton Candy Bonanza.
Amazing idea.
I was just dancing so hard that I got dizzy and had to stop, and I'm sitting down.
And I'm doing the couple skate, and I've got a really big prize for the best couple skate, and I'll be able to tell you what that prize is next week, but it's a really cool prize. Ryan Holmes, you're going to be at Bonkers all weekend,
right? Yeah, I'll be Bonkers. I'll be at the Otters on the River Room all weekend, Friday and Saturday, so come out and see me. I'm featuring for Jeff Jones. It'll be a good time.
All right. Nice. And then Angel, the Angel Boom will be doing his thing tonight from 10 until midnight.
That's right.
It's What the Hell's Angel Listening To. And once again, we did announce that the Monster Brew Bus is happening. It's going to be the day after the skating event. It's going to be that next day. And we're going to go to Daytona Beach Brewing. We're going to New Smyrna Brewing. And we're going to Sanford Brewing. There's only 50 seats available, so you want to get your tickets on Monday if you want to join us for the Brew Bus.
Savannah was just trying to dance, and she looked like one of those inflatable things that sit out of car lots.
Listen, I was trying to do the robot, but I got so dizzy spinning my head, I had to stop. I thought I was going to fall out the chair.
If that was the robot, I'm not afraid of robots anymore.
Well, you be afraid, because that wasn't my best performance.
I'm afraid of her.
Savannah,
stop being a tick.
Will you be at... Will you be at Gatorland all weekend long?
I'll be at Gatorland all weekend long. Y'all come see me.
All right. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the Jim Colbert Show. Then it's Tom and Dan. And then you got to make sure you listen tonight to What the Hell's In You're Listening To from 10 till midnight. We'll be back on Monday to do our thing from Ryan Holmes, Carlos Navarro, Angel Rivera, and Savannah.
And the leader of this mess, Sir Merry Man Russ. He's a really good guy. I love him very well.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here.
Sure.
Bye, y'all.
listening to Real Radio, available everywhere you want to listen. Yeah, even there, on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.